Afghanistan as a terrorist base of operations.
Now on the 8th anniversary of the outset of the war, President Obama is in the midst of weighing the road ahead in Afghanistan. We begin at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Congressional leaders have heard the president outline a possible middle ground approach. No major troop level reductions and no plan to only target terrorists. And there's still no decision on a troop buildup. Senator John McCain urges a quick decision.
It's pretty clear time is not on our side.
Others in the president's meeting with key lawmakers yesterday said McCain pointedly told him to avoid a leisurely pace. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid heard the Obama response.
We made it very clear he's not going to rush into this. But he's not going to be leisure about it at all.
Today, the Obama National Security Team discusses Pakistan's role in the war in Afghanistan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. The road ahead in Afghanistan is potholed by Afghan politics, the Islamic extremists of the Taliban gaining an influence, and President Hamid Karzai has been disappointing, says retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, a CBS News analyst.
We had hoped that a second round of Afghan national elections would be a major step forward in enhancing not only democracy in Afghanistan, but the legitimacy of the Karzai government.
That was ruined by allegations of vote fraud.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Britain has lost 220 soldiers in Afghanistan, yet it's been one of the few to heed President Obama's call for more troops. Sir Richard Dannett has just stepped down as head of the British Army.
If we want to succeed in Afghanistan, then we've got to do the right thing with the right number of troops and the right amount of equipment.
In fact, out of 26 NATO members, only the U.S., Britain, Canada, the Netherlands, and Denmark actually have combat troops there. NATO's Dutch Secretary General has said flatly that the European allies in particular need to do more of, in his words, the heavy lifting. Response so far? Silence.
I'm Steve Cahan. At the White House, anti-Afghanistan war demonstrators were arrested the other day. And while a majority of Americans now opposes this long war, the anti-war volume hasn't been as loud as the protests against the war in Iraq. But organizers hope this anniversary gives them new energy.
We've often said we need books, not bombs.
So far, they've drawn longtime activists, not so many everyday people. Nick?
Well, the U.S. casualty toll has been rising along with a level of violence, but there have been some battlefield successes.
In July, Lieutenant Colonel Bill McCullough flew into the Taliban-controlled province of Helmand. 4,000 Marines fanned out as part of Operation Strike of the Sword, routing hundreds of Taliban in less than 24 hours. Marines are accustomed to going in hard, but under the new counterinsurgency doctrine, McCullough was thinking of how the hold and build phases would work with the local population, even as he conducted the initial assault.
We did the clear as quickly as we could. We didn't injure a lot of innocent people, and we didn't destroy a lot of infrastructure to do it.
The Taliban has regrouped 7 miles to the northwest, and the Marines still have regular firefights with them.
Well, yeah, it's still a very big issue.
But already, USAID has brought in a new weapon, 26-year-old civilian Scott Dempsey.
Walk down and find the different problems that are on the canal?
Yeah. His job? To win over the locals by...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Grocery workers in Colorado have given thumbs down to the contract offer from Safeway and King Soopers. The union says workers also voted to authorize a strike if the companies don't come up with a better offer, so the union is requesting that the grocery chains come back to the bargaining table. Companies have said this was their last offer. It's finally here. Earlier than it's come in 40 years, Loveland Ski Area wins the honors for starting the ski season.
All the employees are working very hard to get things ready, but this is one of our earliest openings in 40 years, so we're all very excited.
John Seller with the resort says cold temperatures and early snowmaking got them on track to open this morning. A-Basin opens for the season on Friday. Most years, Loveland and A-Basin try to top each other for the country's earliest ski resort opening day. In sports, get ready, Rockies fans. It's game one of the National League Divisional Playoffs today. The Rockies take on the world champion Philadelphia Phillies. It's a best 3-5 series with Ubaldo Jimenez starting on the hill for the Rockies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute. We are seeing volumes start to build in those usual spots, like eastbound 36 on that approach to Pecos. Sounds like southbound I-25 also getting a little bit crowded downtown off those main roads. We've got some traffic signal problems at Alameda and Chambers. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with and warm as well, with a high of around 75 degrees, cool in the overnight low dropping down to 42, currently 35. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Eighth anniversary today of the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. Can you believe it? And here we are 8 years later, trying to decide whether or not only to continue the war, but to send more troops. Can you believe that? Whatever. Hello, everybody, and a happy Wednesday. Wednesday, October 7, 2009. This is the Wednesday edition of the Bill Press Show, coming to you live as we do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, all the way across the great United States of America from our little radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We could not be any closer to the action, just down the street from the United States Capitol building. And just about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 metro stops from the White House. We got it covered, both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Healthcare, the big issue in the Capitol, and Afghanistan, the big issue down at the White House yesterday, where President Obama summoned the leaders of the House and the Senate from both parties to get their views on whether or not we ought to be sending more troops to Afghanistan. Harry Reid walked out of the meeting and said, whatever the president decides, everybody will support him. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Anyhow, lots going on today. 866-55-PRESS, your ticket to join the conversation at any time. 866-55-77-377. On the website today, our free podcast is yesterday's conversation with Barbara Boxer, Senator Barbara Boxer, about the climate bill and her comments on what she thinks we ought to do on Afghanistan. And also all the information on our on Madison, Wisconsin. Getting close. Saturday night, Stephanie Miller and I taking Madison by storm at the Barrymore Theater. And sure hope if you're anywhere within distance, get to Madison, come on down and see us Saturday night. Find out how to get your tickets at the website BillPressShow.com. And while you're at it, if you're not already a podcast member, subscribe. Get yourself a monthly or yearly subscription to the podcast, and then you can enjoy the show commercial-free every day, anytime, and pick up all the parts of the show you might have missed when you were otherwise occupied. Team Press in place. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, what do you say?
Hi there.
Bill, good to see you.
Who is not in place today is, yes, he had to say goodbye last night. It was sad. I mean, the question was, would Tom DeLay get bounced finally from Dancing with the Stars? I think he should have been bounced a long time ago, but he made the cut. Made the cut again. Debbie, whatever her name is, the actress, was
Mazur.
She was sent home last night. But then that led to the next question. Okay, you made the cut, but can you dance?
Well, the big question that everybody's wondering, now that you've been saved to go through, will you actually be able to continue to dance?
No.
You can't
practice.
Mm.
And if you can't practice, you make a fool out of yourself out of here, and I don't want to do that to Cheryl.
I'm telling you.
Who wrote that script? You know,
it's not a script. He was injured.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you believe that.
I do.
Okay.
Okay, Dan. You know what?
They would have voted him off. If they didn't want him on the show, they would have voted him off.
That show is made for suckers like you.
No, exactly.
That's why they
have. Well, then there's a lot of suckers because it's one of the top, you know, top rated shows.
Yeah, because there are a lot of suckers.
There are a lot of suckers. That's fine. I'm not disputing that either.
So, but he did thank his fans and his friends and his voters.
That had to feel nice to hear that reaction from the crowd. Has it, the feet not
and those voters out there keeping me safe against Lynn Goodman's score is just fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the only voters he's going to see for a while.
The only voter that's going to count is the judge. And he's going to be in the courtroom. he can't avoid it. He's been indicted. He's going to be in the courtroom eventually. And I don't think the judge is going to be impressed by his dancing. All right. Hey, coming up. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking with Senator Ron Wyden, one of the real leaders on health care reform. What can we expect on the Senate floor in terms of a Senate bill? Ron Wyden will lay it out for us. We'll kick off this hour with Politico's Glenn Thrush talking all things politics. And a little bit later, exclusive, a call, a woman calling yesterday to talk to President Obama about that Supreme Court case on dogfighting, and we've got the recording of that call for you. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Rush Limbaugh is trying to buy an NFL team. The radio host teaming up with St. Louis Blues owner Dave Checkitz in a bid to buy the St. Louis Rams, a team that has gone 5-31 in the last 2 years. Forbes estimates the franchise value at about $930 million.
Why would he want to buy a football team?
Well, he's a sports fan and...
But, okay, why would he want to buy a football team? I mean, that doesn't answer the question.
I don't have the answer to that question. I mean,
I just wonder why. He's got too much money, I guess.
Two new feats for Serena Williams. The tennis star is back atop the world rankings, taking Dinara Safina's number one spot after winning a match at the China Open yesterday. And this is coupled with her latest cover shot on ESPN Magazine, In the Nude.
What?
Yes, naked on the cover of ESPN the magazine. Well, covered up.
Serena Williams?
Serena Williams, yep.
She looks like a nude, frankly, with the body. She's very muscular.
And AskMen.com is out with its annual list of the most influential men. And for the first time, a fictional character tops the list.
Harry Potter.
Nope, it's Mad Men character Don Draper.
Come on.
Yes, because of his stable masculine qualities. The fake man just sits just ahead of real influential males like runner Usain Bolt and, at number three, President Obama. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Simon Cowell round out the top five as the most influential men.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Not in the top five.
Not on the top five?
Obama, number three.
All right, so a lot of political activity here in the nation's capital, including Nancy Pelosi getting taken to task here by the National Republican Congressional Committee. Not happy with some of the comments she made about General McChrystal, speaking out of turn in London last week. Keeping on top of it all, very lively column every day on Politico.com. Our good friend Glenn Thrush back on the Bill Press Show. Glenn, what's going on?
Well, this is turning into quite the kerfuffle, as they say.
Yeah, so Nancy Pelosi was on Charlie Rose, right? And he asked her about... there's been a lot of flap about McChrystal's speech in London, and the speaker said that she thought he should have gone up through the ranks, right?
Which is more or less exactly what the White House and male senators, you know, male reps like Jim Webb in the Senate say.
Well, also Secretary Gates, his boss,
absolutely.
Said, as I understand it, you know, if he wants to criticize the president or disagree with the president, that's fine, but he should do it privately and up through the ranks, right?
Yeah, and you know, we were expecting the usual sort of counterattack from the Republicans. So I was going through the press releases yesterday morning, and I noticed that the National Republican Campaign Committee, a spokesman who I deal with a lot named Ken Spain, puts out a press release, and at the end of it, she said that he said that he hoped that McChrystal would quote put Nancy Pelosi in her place.
Ooh, ooh.
And so I thought about that for a second. And
does anybody read these releases before they go out?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the thing is, these guys tend to be preaching to the choir.
Yes, but there's some women in that choir, one would think. I mean, that's a pretty sexist remark, let's face it.
I mean, it really is, and the thing that really surprised me, so I immediately got on the line and I figured, you know, who could I call that would have something to say about this? Pelosi actually had a press conference yesterday. I stood in the sun for about an hour and she didn't take any questions.
Oh.
So I called up Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Florida, who is...
she's always a good for a quote.
Good for a quote.
She's outspoken.
Very soft-spoken. And I had dealt with her quite a bit on the Hillary Clinton campaign last year, and she was somebody who really spoke about sort of the pioneering nature of Clinton's candidacy. And she went right at him and said that essentially the Republican Party in the House was 100% white, 80% male, and wants to keep women in the kitchen.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
keep in her place. When they said in her place, they certainly didn't mean as Speaker of the House of Representatives, right?
It's kind of, you know, and then I threw this back at them, and they sent me back another quote that said, Pelosi is out of her league. Which, you know, I mean, you can criticize Pelosi, but you're talking about somebody who was the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee and somebody who, I think, whatever negative stuff you want to say about her, is clearly in command of the issues.
She didn't get to where she is by being a dummy.
No.
or by not knowing politics.
Absolutely. You know? And I think this underscores a, you know, it's kind of a fun story and it got a lot of attention, but I think it underscores a very, very serious problem for the Republicans, and that is, you know, they may be sort of scoring some points. You know, never underestimate the Democrats' capacity to self-destruct.
Yes.
But you're dealing with 52%, 53% of the population and 56, 57% of the voting electorate here. You cannot be saying this kind of stuff about and expect to expand your base in any meaningful way.
Well, I'll tell you, Glenn, one other thing that I've noticed in the last couple of days now, so the Republicans in the House and the Senate on health care reform or health insurance reform, whatever you want to call it, they've decided that they're against it. I mean, Obama's for it, they're against it, right? They have no plan of their own. They put nothing on the table. It's we're going to oppose it. And yet, in the last few days, you've had Bill Frist, Michael Bloomberg, Tommy Thompson, and Arnold Schwarzenegger all say, hey, we think this is a good idea. We're for it. So it sort of paints to me the congressional Democrats as being out of step almost of their own party.
I think you're absolutely
congressional Republicans, I mean.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think here's a question. Could Tommy Thompson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, or Mike Bloomberg, who we've always known has been sort of a Democrat. I covered him for 3 years.
He was for a while.
Yeah, for a while. But could any of those guys get elected in any gerrymandered Republican congressional district
No.
in the country right now?
No. The only reason Schwarzenegger was able to get elected was because he got elected in the recall.
Absolutely. And he also, I mean, there was an awful lot. The independent vote out in California, you know, is huge. But, I mean, you know, this is a party, and I think the Senate to a lesser extent, which is why I have been somewhat surprised by the lockstep opposition by a lot of the folks in the Senate. I think the town halls, one of the really underreported effects of the town halls wasn't in the House. We pay a lot of attention to the House Republicans who scream and yell and stamp their feet. But I think a lot of senators who might have been moving towards the center, I think of Chuck Grassley in particular, were really scared by these town halls. So I think from my perspective, the real surprise for me in this debate is that you do not have more moderate centrist Republicans like Chuck Grassley or George Voinovich making more positive signals about this stuff. The House, you kind of expect. This is Tom, apart from Dancing with the Stars, this is Tom DeLay's great leadership.
Glenn Thresh, our guest here from Politico.com on the Bill Press Show. So, John Ensign, I saw on Politico this morning, even Tom Coburn, his counselor, his deacon, his roommate or housemate, is now starting to turn on John Ensign. Looks like his days are numbered, Glenn. No?
Well, Ensign, there was this extraordinary bit of tape yesterday where Ted Barrett and Dana Bash. Ted Barrett is a very well respected CNN producer up on the Hill, and Dana Bash rather is a reporter. Really double teamed Ensign as he was leaving the Senate office building on the way over to the Capitol, and he said pretty explicitly that he is not going to step down. But I really do, I think the Republican tolerance for him, particularly at a time when Republicans are bashing guys like Charlie Rangel in the House for having ethical problems, the Republicans are getting really tired of having this...
To defend him.
Yeah, the silver albatross around their neck.
Well, and Tom Coburn had said at one point he would not be part of any investigation because he was his counselor, right? And now, from what I've read on your your site... Coburn has said, I'll cooperate with any investigation, which
is very disappointing to me because Coburn had the best doctor-patient confidentiality claim in the history of American politics. Remember, I think he's an OBGYN.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, which in this particular scandal might be germane in some respect. But so it is interesting to see that he has abandoned. It's like the Twinkie defense. It's interesting to see that he's abandoned. I don't think, in all seriousness, I don't think Coburn had any kind of a choice. I think if he is dead square in the middle of this thing. I mean, he was involved, by his own admission, some discussion, however obtuse, about compensation payments, and he has got to talk to the Ethics Committee.
All right, final question. I have to tell you, I have a new hero in the House. Never even heard last week. Alan Grayson from Florida. And the Republicans were really demanding that he apologize. They were going to pass this resolution condemning him, sort of like the Joe Wilson resolution. They've kind of dropped all of that, right? I mean, have they backed off of Grayson? Is that the way you see it?
They have lost their resolution. I think, you know, frankly, I think it has less to do with Grayson in particular than it has to do with the fact that people are getting tired of this. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, even the Charlie Rangel resolution, which they've been planning this week, seems to be pushed back. So I think, you know, after the Joe Wilson resolution, after the third push on Charlie Rangel, I think even the Republicans in the House are starting to realize that this is a zero-sum game. And I don't know what the internal polling shows, but, you know, Grayson hasn't backed down, and he seems to have put some spine in some of the House Democrats. Maybe they're concerned about a boomerang effect here.
Could be. And also, when you say death panel and then you say die quickly, you know, it's hard to say one's okay and the other's not okay, I think. But, hey, Glenn, you got a fun job. You're on top of it. And thanks for having fun with us this morning.
Great talking to you.
All right. That's Glenn Thrush from Politico.com.
I consider the President of the United States the smartest political person in the world.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
Except maybe myself.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You know what it's like. Oh, coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford. We'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 2.05% APY. People think there's a catch, but no, no catch. No teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese, no hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Accident and stall free around the metro right now as we're kicking off the Wednesday AM commute. Just normal jams. Southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton at 104. Back in town, traffic lights out at Alameda and Chambers. Really, that's the only blip on the radar. Your forecast today, a great day on tap. Sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Won't last long, though. Snow and highs in the low 40s expected on Thursday. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The National Tent Event is on at Larry H. Miller Nissan, and there's never been a better time to save. Get a brand new 2009 Nissan Altima starting as low as $19,900, or get into a brand new 09 Nissan Versa with prices starting under $10,000. Plus, with financing as low as 0% OAC for 60 months on select models, you're guaranteed to find the deal that's right for you. It's the National Tent Event, exclusively at Larry H. Miller Nissan of Inglewood, Denver's premier Nissan dealer, 5001 South Broadway. Online at LarryMillerNissan.com.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open. And likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way. Like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
You're listening to AM 760.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, leaving you with a deep sense of liberation.
I will boldly buy gift pajamas online and bid on cheese sculptures at online auctions.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to shady internet sites, alerting you if anything fishy is going on.
I will keep my money. That is until I buy something. Then it's somebody else's money.
And should the unthinkable occur, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you.
I don't have that creepy feeling when I share my personal information anymore. And I say, good riddance!
Not to mention our $1 million loss insurance.
I am going to turn more online total strangers into my closest online best friends.
Get that someone's got my back feeling with Identity Guard and live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
More troops. The president yesterday, I find this pretty disturbing, and I'm sure you do too, telling members of Congress that two options he had already ruled, he wanted their advice on whether or not to send more troops, but he two options he had ruled out. One is the option of winding down and bringing all of our troops out of Afghanistan, as we discussed yesterday. But he also said he has opted out of, decided against, shifting the mission to just hunting down terrorists in that country and in Pakistan, such as the vice president has been recommending. Translation, in my mind, he's already decided he's going to send more troops. He's just trying to decide how many he's going to send. Big, big mistake. All right, we get Afghanistan wrong. Are we going to get health care right? We'll ask Ron Wyden next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532.
That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Looks like we got a power outage out there. It's going to affect you at Alameda and Chambers there by Aurora Mall. On the freeway system, it's looking pretty good still. Westbound 76, filling in those, 74th Avenue to 270. Heavier jam southbound 25 out of Thornton. Also looking busy southbound 225 in Aurora, Colfax to Alameda. Your forecast, better enjoy it. Sunny and warm with a high near 70. Tomorrow, light snow showers and cold with a high of 40. Our current downtown temperature is 43 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB postseason returns to TBS as the push for the pennant begins. Look in the eye of the pitcher. Feel the impact of every hit. Hear the cheers of victory. Triple header action begins today at 12 p.m. Mountain with Rockies versus Phillies only on TBS.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaris.com.
The results are truly. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Happy Wednesday, October 7th. The Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, all the way from Portland, Oregon, to here, Washington, D.C., and the man who's got both ends of that spectrum covered has been one of the real leaders on health care reform in the United States Senate. He started out with probably the best and the most bipartisan bill of them all, and the man who will have the most influence on perhaps on what eventually ends up coming out of the United States Senate. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, good to have you back, Senator.
Bill, thanks. That was some inflationary introduction. Great to be on your show.
Well, you know, we try to take care of our friends here. So let me ask you this question. You're on the committee. Is there anything good out of the Senate finance version of health care reform?
Of course there is. There are a whole host of valuable reforms and progressives. Maria Cantwell, for example, has really helped us lead the way, for example, in Medicare, this is reimbursing on the basis of volume, just pouring on the services, even if they're inefficient. Mm-hmm. But we have focused now on value, on quality, on doing more to boost care. So there are plenty of features. The concerns I have.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what's not good about it? Yeah.
Well, The primary thing is the legislation makes it impossible in its current form to hold insurance companies accountable. And we're going to stay at it because we have a lot of chances to improve it. And that, to me, is a real litmus test. Let's give you an example.
Right.
Bill Press is at a mid-sized company, and his insurance company is abusing him, ripping him off. For example, Bill knows that his insurance policy covers a particular service, and the insurance company just denying reimbursement for it, even though it's clearly in the contract. Bill ought to have a chance, like a member of Congress, to go off and get a better plan, something that works better for Bill and his family. And the irony is a member of Congress or somebody, say, who's a janitor at the Federal Bureau of Engraving, if their insurance company rips them off in October of 2009, come January of 2010, that congressperson gets to go to a menu of like a dozen plans with low administrative costs, no cherry picking, can't discriminate against you. And I think a litmus test for progressives is being able to hold the insurance companies accountable. I'm for options. I'm for private options. I'm for making it possible for consumers to hold insurance companies accountable.
Now, explain to us, Senator. I mean, that makes so much sense. I don't know how anybody could argue with that. Why is that not the way the bill came out of the Finance Committee? I mean, who is against that and for what reason?
The people who are against it largely, Bill, are the folks who control the money. I call them the status quo caucus. You know, you might have a benefits manager, say the company that I gave you, or insurance companies. And insurance companies certainly don't want more choices. Insurance companies like to cut, you know, a sweet deal with some person that they know, maybe their, you know, golfing buddy. And if the consumer has more choices, that means the consumer is going to come into that benefits manager and say, I'm getting ripped off here. I want something else.
Mm-hmm. So they may lose a customer in that case. Now, should one of the do you believe that one of the options that that individual, in this case Bill Press, right, should have, should be a public plan option?
Not only do I believe it, I voted for it twice. We had two amendments in the committee to make sure that there were public choices as well as private choices. I voted for both of them. And what's striking about this is that I think what I'm talking about is really going to make the public, you know, option much more successful.
Absolutely.
If, for example, the public option is limited to a few million people, particularly folks who had some health problems in the past, didn't get preventive care, didn't get, you know, chronic care, boy, that's going to be an insurance lobbyist's dream. What we got to do is create these really large pools where you can spread cost and risk and hold the insurance companies accountable and make sure that we turn the tables on the insurance lobby.
Now, Senator, you've seen the process. I said you've been part of it more closer to it than anybody else I know. When you now, once the bill comes out of the Senate Finance Committee, and it's up to Harry Reid, as I understand it, to then meld the Senate Help Committee bill with the Senate Finance Committee bill and then decide what goes to the floor of the Senate. As you, with your, from your perspective, knowing all the players, how good a bill do you think is going to go to the floor? What do you think that bill is going to look like?
I think Harry Reid, with his long record of being an advocate for the consumer, you know, when you talk about insurance company accountability and making sure you turn the tables on the insurance lobby and the consumer has other options if they're getting ripped off, that's what Harry Reid's career has been all about, is standing up, you know, for the consumer, going back to some of the days when he was a young public official in Nevada. He's got a tough job. He's got to find his way to 60 votes. He and I had very constructive conversations last week. And, you know, I'm convinced that this bill has a lot of stops along the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting now for the budget office score before finance can even go back in and consider it again. Then we'll have a finance vote. Then Harry Reid goes to melding the finance bill with the bill from the Help Committee. Then we'll have floor amendments. It's got a lot of stops along the way. I just want to make sure that folks know that the lodestar here, what we ought to be looking for, is holding insurance companies accountable, and I think the best way to do that is by making sure people have choices like their member of Congress. When you give people those choices, you also help to make coverage more affordable, because if you don't like what you have today and it isn't affordable, you can go somewhere else. There's competition. And particularly, at the end of the day, say to these powerful interests, and I've described what I call the status quo caucus, led by the insurance lobby. We put the consumer in the driver's seat in these special interests that have been slicing the fat hog. Understand it.
Do you believe that the bill that finally goes, obviously beyond the steps that you outlined, is a conference committee to reconcile the House version and the Senate version, and then finally a product that goes to the president's desk. Do you believe that, there will be a bill at the president's desk on the president's desk this year, and B, that that bill will contain a public option?
First, I do believe that a bill will be signed this year. There will be a ceremony where the president turns to Senator Reid and other leaders and hands those leaders a pen.
Yeah.
The question, Bill, is it going to be the best possible bill?
This
is a historic time. We have a progressive president. We've got progressives in the House and the Senate. If this bill does not do what we're talking about here, contain costs, make sure you can hold insurance companies accountable, we'll regret it forever. We've never had this kind of opportunity. So that's number one. Number two, with the president's commitment and with the commitment of the Senate's majority leader, I believe that there will be more choices, public choices, private choices. I think that there is an understanding here that that is absolutely essential given some of these rip-offs we've seen in the marketplace.
Do you think the president has been out front enough on what he wants in a bill?
The president is walking a very careful line. I mean, he's talked to me a number of times just in the last 8, 10 weeks, and he understands that the challenge for the administration is to find a place in between what happened in the Clinton years, which was to send a 1,360-page bill that clearly just tanked on arrival, and standing off in the distance. He is trying to find that spot in between, and I think he's communicated this to me and others, that he is going to be very heavily involved once this starts moving further down the process. And when it gets to a conference committee in the House and the Senate, where it will be pivotal in terms of the real essentials in the bill, I think he will be all over that particular part of the process.
Well, I tell you, Senator, we wouldn't be this far along as we are on health care reform without you, and whatever product we get out of the Senate will be better because of you. So continue, carry on the fight, and we're all behind you, Senator. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, but we'll do it again soon.
All right, great. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, he's really emerged as a very, very strong leader, not just on health care in the United States Senate, but he knows a lot about it, and he's more than willing to get out there and fight for what's right.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report, exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep.
uses directive brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Starting to see speeds decrease around town, especially on southbound 25 up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Going to loosen up for you, but more jams downtown after I-70. Other slow spots, southbound 225, Yosemite down to the Tech Center merge. One crash out there, southbound Federal at Yale. Your forecast, a great day on tap, sunny skies and highs in the low 70s. Not going to last long, though. Snow and highs in the low 40s expected on Thursday. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? Well, when it comes to doing insurance companies, they are the worst. You don't get the damages you deserve? I got two guys you ought to talk to, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They're not going to allow any insurance company or big corporation to put your back against the wall.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
You're listening to AM 760.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Yeah. The president today, meeting again in the Situation Room. I believe this is meeting number 4 on Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's got the whole team there, starting with Vice President Biden. I've got the list in front of me from the White House. Secretary of State Clinton, Secretary of Defense Gates, Ambassador Susan Rice from the UN, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, General Petraeus will be there, General McChrystal by video conference from Afghanistan, CIA Director Leon Panetta. I guess you might call them the best and the brightest. It's pretty scary. Of the Obama administration, and there's another meeting tomorrow. So the president is working through this decision in a very deliberative way, for which we all can be grateful. Let's just hope he makes the right decision. All right, meanwhile, the Supreme Court yesterday considering a case on animal cruelty. We talked about it in the last hour, and the case is whether or not a man who makes a video, just makes a video of dogfighting and sells it, is as guilty as the people who actually do and organize the dogfighting. There's one woman nearby in Maryland who was so upset about this that she called the Supreme Court to express her opinion. All right, now we have to back up here. We're going to play this call for you. We have a number in our studio. One of our lines is used to be the same number for the Supreme Court. So occasionally we get calls for the Supreme Court here, and we have a very evil, sick producer by the name of Peter Ogburn.
Hello there.
Who put together some little clips of bites of President Obama. And so when we get these callers, when they come in occasionally, Peter will transfer them, ask if he can transfer them directly to the White House, and whereupon they end up having a conversation, and they really think they're having a conversation with the president. Here's the way that it went yesterday, and by the way, we have this woman's advice, permission to play you this call, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's a real call. Here she is. She's for real, the president's not.
Hang on one moment. I'm going to transfer your call to the White House.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm Barack Obama.
You are Barack Obama?
Yes.
My name is...
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I hear you. You had a question for me. We wanted to call up and answer it personally.
Well, it's not really a question. It was a recommendation for the Supreme Court.
Sure.
I understand that they are considering whether or not fighting animals and being cruel to animals is against the law.
Look at yourself before you pass judgment.
Yes, I do.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that when they make their decision as to whether or not fighting dogs and other animals, chickens or whatever, and profiting from it should be against the law.
Ain't just me, by the way. I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
I don't know what you're saying.
Speak for your own self. It's not about you.
It's not about me. No, it's about everybody.
Tell it like it is.
Anybody who is cruel enough to pit dogs against each other and let them fight to the death, anybody that could do this to an animal, what would they do to a human being?
This is not so hot anyway.
What?
You know Barack, don't you?
I do not know Barack Obama.
Brother Barack.
I will hang up and call the Supreme Court. I do not wish to speak to you. I wish to speak to the judges in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's what you said the last time.
What are you talking about?
You lost your way, brother.
I am astounded. Who are you and what are you saying?
I'm Barack Obama.
Then what in the hell are you doing in the presidency?
Do you want to tell the story or are you going to let me finish?
Finish?
You have some good ideas. Maybe if you join the church, you could help us start a community program.
What? What are you talking about?
So what are you saying?
What are you saying?
Ain't just me, by the way. I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't understand.
I'm saying that anybody that can cause pain and agony to anything that bleeds and feels pain is cruel.
Sorry, go ahead.
And it should be against the law.
It's not about you.
No, it's not about me. It's about our country and the kind of people we want in our country.
I could sure enough curse like Richard Pryor.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you. Peter, you are sick. But, you know, that woman, man, she's fighting for what she believes in. I admire her.
Yeah, good for her.
You know what? She was standing up to the President
of the
United States.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. She said, what are you talking about? What the hell are you doing in the presidency? Now, the question before the Supreme Court is whether or not it is legal for this man, whatever his name was, to make the video of the pit bull fighting and to play that, okay? The question I have for you, Peter, is what we just did legal?
Absolutely, of course.
Oh, yeah.
As far as you know, it is.
Well, until we hear otherwise, we will assume that it is. But the moral of the story is, don't call this office if you're looking for don't call this office if you're looking for the Supreme Court.
Otherwise, don't bother me.
Otherwise, you might get Barack Obama.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Former police chief Joe DeLaurante.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million, many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe to take 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1- 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Where'd I put my car keys? What? That meeting was today? Why can't I find anything? Sound familiar to you? You've heard of Focus Factor, and you've always wanted to try it. Now's your chance. Try Focus Factor now for free. That's right. Now you can get an entire bottle of Focus Factor, that's 60 tablets, of $40 value, free. Focus Factor is the number one selling brain support supplement in America that supports memory, focus, and concentration. Over 4 million bottles have been sold across the country. When people try Focus Factor, they buy Focus Factor. And now you can try it free. Call now, and we'll send you a free 60-tablet bottle of Focus Factor. Pay only $4.95 for shipping and processing. Limit one bottle per household. Focus Factor, the number one selling brain support supplement in America. When you think of memory, focus, and concentration, think Focus Factor. Call now for your free 60-tablet bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-230-4029. That's 800-230-4029. 800-230-4029.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, here we go. By the way, a little breaking news in the political front. Announcing this morning that Mary Cheney is pregnant with her second child. She and her partner, Heather Poe, who have won the child already. She's due mid-November. It's just good for her, good for her, good for her and her partner. It just still stuns me that Mary Cheney can be out there as a lesbian with her partner, having a second child, and yet the official position of the Republican Party is anti-gay rights. Not to mention anti-gay marriage. A little hypocrisy, a little second double standard going on there, it seems to me. And on this Wednesday, October 7, Mike's parting shot for today, I went back to the history books yesterday to read about General Douglas MacArthur. After Eisenhower, he may have been the most popular general in American history. He was a leader in World War I, World War II, and then in the Korean War, when President Truman said he didn't want MacArthur to bomb China. MacArthur wrote a letter to the House Speaker openly disagreeing with the president's decision, at which point Truman fired him for insubordination. That's a lesson that General Stanley McChrystal seems to have forgotten. His job is to be in Afghanistan leading our troops. His job is not to be in London giving speeches. If he feels he needs more troops, fine. Make that recommendation to the president and fight for it. In private, but don't go public disagreeing with his commander-in-chief. Or General McChrystal, like General MacArthur, could and should be fired by the President of the United States. That's my parting shot for today. Big meeting on Afghanistan at the White House and the White House briefing. We will have both cover them for you. Talk about it right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. It's becoming a routine in medical offices around the country.
1, 2, 3, squirt.
1, 2, 3, squirt. Thousands of people have already gotten the squirt, a dose of the new H1N1 flu vaccine nasal spray. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius tells the CBS News Early Show the injectable form of the vaccine will begin getting to doctors' offices by the end of the week.
The early going is a little bumpy just because we won't have as much as everybody wants right away. We'll have a good supply by October, and we hope that people get in line and get ready to be vaccinated.
A survey showed that roughly half the population may not get the vaccine for one reason or another. The President's War Council meets today for another brainstorming session on Afghanistan. One option would be to follow General Stanley McChrystal's advice and send as many as 40,000 additional troops to fight the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. CBS's Cammie McCormick, who's reported extensively from the front lines, says that could help, but it might not be the full answer.
If you talk to some of the soldiers, especially those who are in isolated areas and combat outposts, they'll tell you they need more soldiers. But at the same time, I've talked to military commanders, at least one, who said there is no military solution to this problem. It can only be a political solution.
The issue of church and state will be back before the Supreme Court an hour from now. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
In another high-profile battle over religious symbols, Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State wants the court to dismantle a cross at a VFW war memorial in the heart of a federal preserve.
A war memorial needs to be more than a memorial only to Christians.
Kelly Shackelford represents veterans groups that argue the cross is more a symbol of sacrifice.
It has a sign that says for the dead of all wars. Everybody knows what that's for.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The flamboyant and oftentimes controversial sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, is waging a new battle. Sheriff Joe Arpaio is upset that the government has told him to stop arresting illegal immigrants on the street.
I will find a way to keep enforcing the laws.
The rich still have more money than most folks, but that doesn't mean they're going to throw it around. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
The recession has indeed taken a toll on a holiday fixture for the super rich.
Introducing an exclusive offering to the Neiman Marcus Christmas book.
The Christmas book from Neiman Marcus. No 7 or 8 figure items this year. Most expensive thing, a $250,000 sports aircraft for two. Just a few years ago, they offered a $20 million submarine. There's still plenty of extravagance for sale, but half the stuff in the catalog costs less than $250, Frank.
Two Americans and an Israeli will share the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for work that led to the discovery of life-saving antibiotics. Elizabeth Taylor says she needs to have a leaky heart valve repaired. The Oscar-winning Hollywood icon is 77. The Associated Press says the FBI investigated the late Anna Nicole Smith in connection with the death of her oil tycoon husband's son, but prosecutors felt they didn't have enough evidence for charges. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $99.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
What's your eureka moment?
I read online that we have more than 100 years of natural gas right here in the States, and supplies growing. Solving our immediate and future energy needs right here, right now, I'd say yeah. That's my eureka moment. Apparently hers too.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Ski season is here. Loveland Ski Area is opening today. Arapahoe Basin is not far behind.
We're excited about getting the ski season started. I think with Loveland opening and us following just a few days after is great for the Colorado ski industry in general. And we're excited to kick off the season and get it started.
Lee Heyer-Holzer with Arapahoe Basin says they'll open one lift and one run Friday at 9 in the morning. Denver cops have agreed to delay their negotiated pay raises for the next 2 years, sparing some officers from layoffs. Yesterday's vote came after officers rejected similar concessions about a month ago. Mayor John Hickenlooper said if officers did not agree to the delay, he'd have to lay off 92 of them to help close a $160 million budget shortfall. In sports, this is the day that Rockies fans have been waiting for. Game one of the National League Divisional Series today. The Rockies take on the world champion Philadelphia Phillies. It's a best 3-of-5 series. Ubaldo Jimenez starts on the mound for the Rockies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for the most part, everybody's behaving as far as the highways go. You're going to find some slowdowns, though, in these usual spots, like southbound I-25, pretty much just after 120th as you're making your way towards 84th. Speeds are going to drop down into the teens and 20s. Southbound I-25 also crowded downtown, as is westbound 76. This is Highway 85 up towards I-25. So coming in from Brighton, you're going to find those speeds dip down right around the 20s and 30s for the time being. Surface street crashes, federal and Yale is 56th and Dunkirk. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high in the low to mid-70s. Overnight low dropping down to around 42 degrees, currently 35. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
It's time to feel the countdown to a coronation.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaris.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
First game of the Rockies tonight. Rockies Phillies. I am torn. I am genuinely torn. I mean, I'm on a Colorado radio station, but I grew up in Philadelphia.
You should have no problem rooting for the Phillies if you're from Philadelphia.
But I like the excitement of playoff baseball in my hometown.
Right.
So if the Phillies win, that's over.
You see what the weather's supposed to be like on Saturday for the first home game?
Snowing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem with postseason baseball in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, it snows in October, usually.
Has there ever been a full-on snow game?
Yeah, there have been full-on snow games. I've seen a couple of them in April.
Oh, wow.
You know, at the beginning of the season. Not sure, you know, when they made the postseason last time around, there was some pretty gnarly weather there during that division series, or during that series with, I think it was Arizona. And I went with my dad, and it was freezing cold. It was raining, like, you know, 30 degrees, and it's like, is this baseball?
Yeah, is this baseball? Is this football? Yeah, I used to go to a lot of Eagles games when it was snowing and cold and awful. But baseball, I don't know.
I mean, if you go to a Broncos game, you kind of expect that. You know, like snow kind of adds to the allure of going to a football game. But not if you...
I've been trying to score some tickets because... I've been rejected everywhere I've asked.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't you ask your buddy, the NBA commissioner's son? He's got to have some contacts.
Eric? Nah. I could ask my buddy who's, I know another guy who's on the board of the Hall of Fame. Might be able to ask him.
You might be able to ask him.
Yeah, maybe I should ask
him. You got connections everywhere, dude.
Yeah, maybe I should ask him. A lot of news today, and we're going to get to all of it in just a second. Let me pull up my my lineup here at 8. We're going to be talking about that Supreme Court case that you just heard about in the national news update, the separation of church and state case. Should there be able to be a basically a Christian war memorial on public parkland? That's at 8. And then at 9, we'll check in with a doctor from Boulder who just met with President Obama at the White House this week. She was part of a healthcare event at the White House in the Rose Garden, and so she met with the president. So we're going to be talking to her at 9. We're going to be talking about health care today. A lot of good news, or at least, I guess, encouraging news on health care. So with that, let's do our news rundown.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Before we get to health care, let's start with the Afghanistan war, which we've been talking about here for the last couple of days. President Obama told congressional leaders on Tuesday that he will not substantially reduce American forces in Afghanistan or shift the mission to just hunting terrorists there, but he indicated that he remained undecided about the major troop buildup proposed by his commanding general. The Washington Post follows up that New York Times report with a story that says Afghan strategy divides lawmakers. Congressional leaders left a rare bipartisan meeting with President Obama on Tuesday, divided over what strategy the administration should adopt to fight an increasingly unpopular war in Afghanistan and how quickly it must do so to protect U.S. forces already on the ground. Obama called congressional leaders to the White House at a key moment in his Afghanistan policy review, which will determine whether the United States pushes deeper into a war that military officials have warned will probably be won or lost over the next 12 months. So we are moving closer to a decision by the commander-in-chief. The Huffington Post reports that Democratic lawmakers yesterday stressed that there was no consensus on whether to hand President Obama a blank check to escalate the war in Afghanistan, despite a general agreement to give the president leeway to formulate a strategy going forward. Briefing the press after an hour-and-a-half long meeting at the White House, party leaders noted that Democrats had diverse opinions on whether it was wise policy to send an additional 40,000 troops to Afghanistan. So we could see a congressional and presidential standoff. Some immigration news. A report on immigration detention released Tuesday by the Obama administration paints a picture of a costly, inappropriately penal system that is growing without basic tools for management and monitoring, while the government office nominally in charge struggles with high turnover and a lack of expertise. It's just more evidence that we are not taking the immigration system and fixing that system seriously whatsoever. Politico reports, never mind the green shoots, gloom and doom are back. On Friday, national unemployment was reported at almost 10% with a loss of more than a quarter million jobs, leaving a staggering 15.1 million Americans out of work. And economists are now raising the prospect of a double-dip recession. Usually a recession goes down and then comes back up. This is the prospect of two dips. And other industrialized nations have had this before, most prominently Japan. So that may be where we're going. I sure hope not. To healthcare. There's a New York Times story about key Senate Democrats and Republicans trying to still find a compromise on the Senate Finance Committee. The Democrats, just as problematic, or at least one of them, Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas, just as problematic as the Republicans. This story is a crazy story. It is about Afghanistan, but it's a... just shows you what the Republican Party is like. The National Republican Congressional Committee on Tuesday mocked Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi for daring to question General Stanley McChrystal. And the NRCC, the Republican Party, is saying that Nancy Pelosi, quote, should be put in her place by McChrystal. Of course, she's only the third in line of succession to the president and has a constitutional authority as the Speaker of the House to be part of the military and foreign policy debates, but not according to the Republican Party. Interestingly, the Huffington Post points out that the NRCC did not criticize Senator Jim Webb, who also criticized McChrystal's recent public statement. So a little bit of sexism here, telling the Speaker of the House, the top woman politician in the country, to be put in her place. Sure sounds like that to me. Some local news. The Colorado Division of Insurance fined United Healthcare of Colorado almost $250,000. The regulator's market conduct examination, which covered calendar year 2007, found a number of violations, including providing incomplete information in certificates of credible coverage, failing to pay claims accurately and in a timely manner, and failing to comply with the requirement for physician review in some cases. So, you want to talk about rationing health care, right? Here is the state of Colorado moving in to fine at a pretty substantial level United Healthcare for doing just that, withholding care for people in Colorado. This is an interesting story off of ColoradoPolls.com. Goldman Sachs-owned Colorado mining company wants more corporate welfare. The Politico is reporting on a little Republican-instituted earmark in Congress handing over $3 million in taxpayer dollars to Molycorp, a Colorado-based mining company owned by Goldman Sachs. Government watchdogs questioning whether taxpayers should be asked to put up and prop up a project that's already funded by wealthy investors who expect to make a huge profit. That's at ColoradoPolls.com. Lower than expected bids from contractors on stimulus-backed transportation projects here in Colorado have led to about $36 million in savings that our state's transportation officials are using to fund additional projects. So that's some good news about efficiencies when you competitively bid contracts. As the local news update from AM 760 mentioned, Denver police agreed Tuesday to delay their negotiated pay raises for 2010 and 2011, protecting officers from layoffs, at least for the time being. Denver Post reports that the federal government is claiming that a Colorado tax preparer sought $55 million in fraudulent tax returns. A U.S. Justice Department complaint Tuesday alleges that the firm Numbers and Beyond, and specifically the tax preparer Curtis Morris, went above and beyond in seeking more than $55 million in fraudulent refunds on behalf of more than 140 clients in Colorado, California, Arizona, and New Mexico. To some political news, the campaign for U.S. Senate candidate Andrew Romanoff was boosted on Tuesday by a report that it had raised more than $200,000 in just the 21 days he was eligible to collect donations in the third quarter. Romanoff needed a big start to show he's viable, says the Post, though he will have to keep up the pace to compete with the fundraising juggernaut of Senator Moneybags. Senator Moneybags on this weekend, Michael Bennett was the feature of an article about how he is, there he is. He was the target of an article in the Denver Post about how he is the fourth highest recipient of Wall Street cash in the entire United States Senate. So Senator Moneybags is, he's sitting pretty on about $2.5 million, mostly from out-of-state money. Although, again, Romanoff raising a good chunk, a healthy clip in his primary battle. All right. See you later, Senator Moneybags. We'll talk to you later. Couple more stories here. Denver has America's most active and athletic residents and is the best city in the country to take an adventure vacation, but it's a lousy place to find good ethnic food, according to a new survey from Travel and Leisure magazine. I just had some ethnic food this weekend at a fantastic place down on Federal, Jay's Noodles. You ever been there, Turk?
I've not been to Jay's Noodles,
it's
no.
It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And
what kind of ethnic food?
It's a Thai.
Thai?
I love...
You're a big
Federal man. Federal is
Federal's,
awesome.
Yeah, there's some good stuff
on
Federal. There's some great stuff on Colfax, too, man.
There is some great stuff on Colfax.
But, yeah, I'm not too into Thai food, man.
Well, you got to try it. Do you like Vietnamese?
I don't know.
New Saigon on Federal. Oh, that place rules.
Oh, yeah?
That place is
New
sick.
Saigon?
Yeah. I've also been going to Pho on 6th, a new place. Pretty good.
I like my Chinese.
Pretty good. Yeah, I know you like your Chinese.
Wang's Gourmet Kitchen.
I know. We've been there with
you. We got to go back to Wang's.
I know. We should. Speaking of restaurants, Colorado restaurants make Esquire's not-to-miss list. Two Colorado restaurants, Ajax Tavern in Aspen and 8100 Mountainside Bar and Grill in Beaver Creek, are on Esquire magazine's list of the 15 places not to miss. Never been there. I wonder if they're high-priced. If they're in Aspen, I'm guessing they are.
I guarantee it, dude.
Yeah, I guarantee
when it. When I was there over Labor Day, I took my kids and wife out to breakfast. And seriously, like, we got the basic, like, we got, like, two plates of pancakes.
Yeah.
I had, like, two eggs, two bacon, you know, and some hash browns. Stacey had the same.
Yeah.
It was, like, $70.
Aspen's a little too rich for my blood. It's a little too rich for my blood. All right, the last story here, this is from the Denver Daily News. The Denver City Council voted 12-1 yesterday evening to oppose a ballot initiative that would require police to impound cars driven by unlicensed drivers. Councilwoman Jeannie Fats was the only council member in favor of the initiative, arguing that tougher measures are needed to address uninsured and unlicensed drivers, including undocumented workers. But the majority of her colleagues described the initiative as racist, arguing that the initiative's lead proponent, Daniel Hayes, is only seeking to harass a specific segment of the city's population, undocumented Latino drivers. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So let's talk about that for the next couple segments here. Do you think Denver should pass a ballot initiative saying that if you're driving and you don't have your license on you, right? You don't have your physical license on you, because that's what this ballot initiative would do, that your car should be impounded. So if you leave your license at home, much less if you don't have a license, but if you leave your license at home to give police the power to actually take your car and impound your car. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
So lame.
I mean, it's so lame.
So lame.
It's so lame. Is it racist?
It that's
a good question.
I was just going to say, it seems like it's racial profiling a little bit.
It's definitely aimed at a population. I mean, the aim of this, don't be fooled. I'm not saying you're being fooled, Turk, but listeners shouldn't be fooled.
Cash cow too, dude. Is it just another way for the city to try to make more money?
There's probably some of that. But the aim of this is that when police pull over undocumented immigrants, that this will allow them to impound their car and make their lives more difficult.
Right.
So the idea is that the more difficult you make the lives of undocumented immigrants, the more pressure there will be for them to simply leave. Now, I don't think that's a very good way to deal with the immigration situation. And I think the immigration situation has lots of problems. But empowering police to impound anybody's car because you leave your license at home, that seems really, really crazy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo, speaking of cars, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Stop-and-go traffic in the normal spot, southbound 25, 120th to 84th, 58th past 23rd Avenue. Also on southbound 225, showing speeds in the teens and 20s, Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Also seeing busy heavy volumes anyway, eastbound 270, westbound 76, heading into downtown Denver. Just one crash out there, 56th and Dunkirk. That's out near Tower Road. Forecast, better enjoy it. Sunny and warm, high near 70. Tomorrow, light snow, showers, and cold, a high near 40. Your current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB postseason...
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
A clumsy shot at immigration, saying Denver's Initiative 300 would mandate the impounding of unlicensed drivers' cars, a major burden on law enforcement. Yesterday, the Denver City Council voted 12 to 1 against a ballot initiative that would force police to impound your car if you forget your license at home, or obviously if you are unlicensed to drive. Now, the Post editorial is pretty compelling. It says, there's no doubt this country needs comprehensive immigration reform at the national level, but what we don't need is another backdoor effort conscripting local authorities to take on immigration enforcement duties that ought to be handled by federal authorities. While we certainly don't want to see unlicensed drivers on the roads, says the Post, the proposed ballot initiative is a blunt instrument that would burden local police and the city budget. The impound question would take away the discretion of law enforcement to decide whether it's better for an officer to sit with a car driven by an unlicensed driver and wait for a tow truck, or, say, chase an armed robber or something else more serious. It's an ill-advised attempt to dictate law enforcement by ballot initiative. The measure is written in such a way that it is binding. It forces police to impound cars when they pull over somebody who is not carrying a license. That means the police will spend their time and our tax dollars waiting for tow trucks, doing inventory on a vehicle and its contents, and writing reports instead of deciding which of the law enforcement demands before them is truly most important. Furthermore, police are instructed that they don't have to impound cars belonging to drivers without licenses in their possession who have, quote, convincing corroborating evidence of their identity. We don't know what that means, and we suspect it would be tough to prove without a license or passport. So this language about you can have convincing corroborating evidence of your identity seems to me to open up the real prospect for, as we were discussing before, racial profiling. Because that is what this ballot initiative is all about. It's to try to make life as difficult as possible for undocumented workers. Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, the idea here is let's make life as difficult as possible for undocumented workers. If they get caught driving without a license, or even if they have a license but they don't have it with them, their car will be impounded. Their life will obviously become more difficult. Anybody who gets their car impounded, your life is more difficult. And maybe that'll somehow put pressure on undocumented workers to leave. That's the theory behind this. And speaking about the earlier question of, is this a way for the city to make money? The answer, I looked this up, it's actually no. This is actually going to cost the city. The ordinance would come with a $1.6 million price tag to the Department of Safety, including the hiring of 5 additional officers to enforce the law. And those opponents argue that as the city faces a $120 million budget shortfall, now is not the time to saddle it with additional costs that also take away resources from bigger law enforcement priorities. So where do you come down? I'm against this. I think this is an overreach, an attempt, as the Post said, to dictate micro law enforcement tactics by ballot initiative. It's one thing to pass a ballot initiative saying that the enforcement of marijuana laws should be the lowest police priority. That's a general principle. It's another thing to force the hand of officers on the beat and say that they, as the Post said, that they have to take the time to implement this and to force officers to impound somebody's car when in many cases they could simply fine that person or write them a citation and move on to other more pressing law enforcement matters. But where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think this is a good initiative. I mean, arguing against this is like saying they shouldn't enforce speeding laws or they shouldn't enforce traffic light laws.
Whoa. No, that's not what it's like. Nobody's saying that that license rules shouldn't be enforced. The question is whether the automatic mandated punishment should be, if you forget your license at home, whether your car should be impounded.
No. I can give an officer my license number or my address and name and my social security number. They can look at my license and look at my picture on their computer screen and see that it's me.
Yeah, but it makes a vague exception for providing corroborating evidence, but it essentially forces the hand of the officer to impound. Basically, it's like, you know, innocent before proven guilty. It's basically impound before proven anything else. Now, there can be exceptions, but the question is not whether to enforce licensing laws. That's a nice tactic. That's kind of a Sean Hannity tactic. But that's not what the question is. The question is whether the police should effectively be forced to impound your car if you don't have your license on you. Now,
who can't demonstrate they've been trained behind 2,000 pounds of moving metal. It's probably a bit of a safety hazard, in my opinion. I've been hit by 3 unlicensed drivers, only one of which I would guess, I don't know for sure, was probably an undocumented worker. The other two were just guys who had their license suspended or whatever, and they should not have been driving. And that cost me, my insurance rates went up, because I got hit 3 times by uninsured drivers driving through Denver.
Well,
that's just crazy.
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
It's a privilege, not a right.
I agree with that. But the question is whether you want to mandate the impoundment of somebody's car when, in fact, there may be other circumstantial evidence and other situations that...
If they can demonstrate they have a license. Hey,
well, let me put it this way. Let me put it this way.
A Mexican license is valid in Colorado, by the way.
Let me put it this way. Why do we need to force the hand of
rank and file police officers and not let them use their own discretion. I mean, as I understand it, the law allows police officers to impound cars right now if they deem that the appropriate thing to do. Why do you not trust our law enforcement authorities?
Because they're so busy, they just don't. And people are getting smacked by unlicensed, uninsured drivers every day.
But then what happens? What's happening that they're not doing it? In other words, you're saying, well, they get busy with other things. Well, okay, let's take your example out to a logical conclusion. Let's say that they are forced by this ballot initiative to impound cars. Now, what is happening when they are impounding cars? In other words, what choice were they previously making that now they can't make? What crimes are now happening? Right? That's exactly what you just said. Don't come in here and say you didn't just say that. You just said they're going to chase down other things. Well, yeah, what won't be
tickets,
chased down?
Red lights, traffic accidents. The guys who work traffic do not go to houses and work crimes.
It's all a matter of resources. It's one pot of resources. And you're saying, and you have a right to say this, you have a right to say that you want more resources going to enforcing license issues and impoundment. Now, that's fine, but hold on. But hold on. Don't pretend that doesn't come out of another pot of resources that enforces other parts of the law. Don't pretend that like that, because that's exactly...
I'm not pretending that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's a trade-off, and I think that having an untrained driver behind 2,000 pounds of metal is more important to me than somebody going 4 miles an hour over the speed limit, because that's the trade-off I'm making. They're traffic cops. They're not working the crime beats. They're not detectives.
Yeah, but you're entitled to that opinion. I just think you're making a slightly dishonest argument by saying, well, they're traffic cops. My point is, this all comes out of one budget. How many traffic cops you put out there is a part of a budget that decides how many murder investigators you put out there and how many other investigators out there.
I don't see that as a trade-off. That's like saying if I put somebody out there to work traffic lights, you know, to go write tickets for speeding, that I'm taking a resource off of murders.
What it's saying is that if you take people, officers, who, and you take their time, the traffic officers, to impound cars, then there's not going to be speeding enforcement, and you probably need more resources to be spent on speeding enforcement, which comes out, again, it's one pot of money. Look, Mike, you're entitled to your opinion, and I gotta get a break, and I appreciate you taking the time to come into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. You made a decent argument, but it doesn't convince me. I mean, I hear you. I agree with you. Unlicensed drivers, nobody's endorsing unlicensed drivers. The question here is whether we need to mandate that we need to force police to do certain things and take away their discretion to make law enforcement decisions. And it's kind of like with a doctor, right? When you go into a doctor, I don't come in there and mandate that the doctor does something to me or doesn't do something to me. I want the doctor to have some discretion because they're the expert. And I think on matters of tactical decisions about what's a pressing law enforcement priority and what's not in the context of traffic issues, I kind of want to leave some discretion with the police. Thanks for the call. 737 here on AM 760. Speaking of traffic, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, looks really gnarly on I-25 heading southbound. Thornton, North Glen, gnarly there. Speeds of the teens, same deal after 58th Avenue heading into downtown. Actually, jams go from I-76 all the way past 17th. There's a lot of folks heading into downtown today. Northbounders starting to tap the brakes there around the bridges at Washington Street. Also getting heavy leaving Castle Rock Founders Parkway. A couple of accidents out there. Chambers, north of I-70. Two cars involved in that one in the cleanup phase. One at 56th near Tower Road. It's actually at Dunkirk. Other jams around town, westbound 36 between in Westminster, Sheridan, out to Wadsworth. Forecast, great day on tap. Sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Won't last long, though. Tomorrow, snow and a high around 40. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year. And now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Hey, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-490-9631. 1-800-490-9631. Call now. 1-800-490-9631. 1-800-490-9631.
We're talking about immigration. Ballot initiative proposal here in Denver goes down 12-1 by the city council. It's not. It might still be on the ballot, but the city council registering its strong disapproval of this proposed ballot initiative to force police to basically take away the police's discretion and force them to impound your car if you forget your license at home. Do you think this is a good idea? And it intersects with the immigration issue because the big proponents of it are the people who want to basically deport all undocumented workers from this country, the people who are, in my estimation, motivated out of a distinct hatred for Latinos more than anything. And they're very smart. They couch their xenophobic animosities in the argot of legal ease. Oh, we just want it to be about enforcing license issues. You know, that's the classic chatter. They're very good at this. It's dog whistle politics, as I call it. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Cynthia in Arvada. Cynthia, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave, I'd like to say that I totally disagree with you. A police officer has to wait if he pulls somebody over without a license anyway. It is against the law for him to allow someone without a license to continue driving. So he's waiting there for a licensed driver to come and pick up the car anyway.
That's right, but it takes a lot longer to impound your car. I mean, there's a whole lot of paperwork. The city council, even the proponents of this, acknowledge it's going to require a serious investment of resources to simply deal with the impoundment space, the paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. So your idea that it's this there's the same wait time without impounding as there is with impounding a car is absurd.
Okay. Number two, the extra five officers you said that they're going to be hiring and the cost to the city is also incorrect. It would charge these people $2,500 to get their car out of being impounded.
Right, and the problem is, hold on, and see, now I like this. You're throwing up things at me that I can easily swat down. The problem with that argument is that the impoundment lots are overflowing because most of the people, well, I'm not sure if it's most, but many of the people whose cars have been impounded can't afford that fee. So it's not being paid. So in other words, the cost is still being incurred. The impoundment lots are overflowing, but nobody's paying.
They have options for the cars.
Yeah, I understand.
So
they're not making the money back, and the impoundment lots are overflowing. That was a recent report, I think, in the Denver Post in the last couple of weeks. Anything else?
They only have an auto impound sale every 2 weeks. So if they were so overflowing with cars, they would be having them at least once a week. So they do not.
Okay, so you're simply saying that the city and its budget officers in a time of $120 million budget deficit is lying and they're wrong. Okay.
And you have
actually no evidence to provide that.
And your
at
evidence
all.
Is the Denver Post.
My evidence is the impact. The Denver Post is a progressive left-wing newspaper. Wow, what right-wing lunatic planet are you living on? Really, what right-wing lunatic planet are you living on, Cynthia?
I'm living on a planet that we have borders that do not check, that we have illegal aliens at a now guesstimated population of close to 20 million. I'm looking at the facts that we now
have. What's your particular problem? What's your particular problem?
Education. On hospital care, which is ER care, with courts, all of these issues that are brought on by illegal aliens. So your point of the city.
So I guess the Republican Party of Texas, one of the most right-wing parties in the country, the Republican Party of Texas. I guess the Republican Party of Texas and Scott McClellan's mother, who was the treasurer of Texas, when she issued a report, I think it was 3 years ago, showing that the tax benefits to their state, which has many more undocumented workers than here, the tax benefits, the overall revenue benefits of undocumented workers was a net, I think it was $250 million a year. You're saying she's lying too, right? She's lying, right?
That we are actually paying more to have undocumented illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them, here in emergency room care, in school education, in translators, in court systems.
Well, Cynthia, your hysteria is not backed up by any of the numbers.
Yes,
it is not backed up by any of the numbers.
Look at the
study from Texas.
Look at the numbersusa.com website.
Numbers USA. Goodbye. Bye. See you later. When you start citing crazy websites and you don't look at actual government data about the net benefit of undocumented workers, what's the next thing you're going to do? You're going to cite Newsmax? You're going to cite WorldNet Daily? Is that the next thing? Is that where the fringe right-wing lunatics on the planet live? When you're unable to cite actual government data, when you come up with conspiracy theories that the government and its data is lying, when you call the Denver Post a fairly mainstream conservative newspaper, a paper so conservative that it puts an anti-union screed on its front page, when you call that a left-aganda rag, I suggest that you need a team of doctors working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your problems. Thanks for the call. David and Bertha. David, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, I guess.
Good morning.
Wow. Wow, these callers, first I was going to respond to Mike because he initially, you know, tried to sound rational. He'd been hit by drivers. I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, totally.
But pretty soon I'm hearing about Mexican licenses and undocumented workers. Then we get Cynthia on the phone, and holy cow, what a nutcase. I'm going to just tell you, I hope that if this ordinance does go through somehow, that Cynthia has the good fortune to just pick up the wrong purse one morning when she's driving to work.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure she will say, well, you know what? It's really worth the $2,500 impound fee and all my court hassles to prove that I'm a legitimate licensed driver because I'm helping deal with the illegal immigration problem that she finds so vexing.
Well,
a bunch of hypocrites.
And again, I think you're right. There's two issues here. One is that this particular ballot initiative is going to create problems where, you know, people who are law-abiding folks who forget, as you said, to pick up their wallet during the day are going to have their car impounded. Two, it hides a very, as you heard, a very xenophobic, a very hateful, very racist streak in the country and here in Colorado. Notice that she wasn't from Denver, so she's not going to be voting on it. She was from Arvada. And, you know, the arguments about, oh, undocumented workers are stealing our tax money. This took a 1 second. 1 second Google search from the New York Times. Undocumented workers bolstering Social Security with billions and billions of dollars. That's the headline. And it's all about how undocumented workers, their tax revenues, because they don't get benefits from Social Security, their tax revenues are actually plugging a big chunk of some of the gaps in Social Security. And I can find more and more of that data. That is known data, but they come on here and say, oh, you know, undocumented workers are the reason we have a health care problem in this country. These people are haters. They are racists. They are haters. They hate Latinos. They hate black people. They hate anybody that doesn't look at them. And all you got to do is talk to them for about 10 seconds, and you see it come right out. Thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Westbound Turnpike going to be sluggish for you in Westminster, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Eastbounders tapping the brakes there after Federal. Also stop-and-go situation southbound 2 1/4, leaving Aurora, Parker Road down to 25. But no accidents on the highways yet this morning. That's a really good thing. Do have a couple surface street crashes, one at Chambers north of I-70. And one at 56th near Tower Road. Forecast today, better enjoy it. Sunny and warm, high near 70. Tomorrow, light snow showers and cold with a high of 40. Your current downtown temperature is 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760. Incredible.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our 5-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, the romantic poem cards.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off the Curse of Slaughterhouse Gulch and Haunted Mansion Haunted Houses. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Third and the Russell's down a point and a half after two really, really good big up days.
303-694-1600 is the number to reach Mike and the team, Presidential Brokerage. Again, 303-694-1600. You're like my dad. My dad's a doctor, and he spends so much of his time reading those journals and going to those conferences to try to stay up to date with the latest science. And in a market like this, I guess you gotta be on top of your game as much as possible. So, again, the number, 303-694-1600. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David. Thanks a lot.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-291-3439. 1-800-291-3439. 1-800-291-3439.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to Geico.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Just a couple of quick notes here on facts, because remember, we don't debate facts in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We can debate your opinion, we can debate where you come down on issues, but we don't debate facts. Undocumented workers are paying taxes to Uncle Sam. Experts agree. The latest figures available indicate it will amount to billions of dollars in federal income, Social Security, Medicare taxes this year. This is according to the Associated Press. One estimate puts the amount of Social Security taxes alone at around $9 billion a year. Texas Comptroller Carol Strayhorn, the Republican, the mother of Scott McClellan, issued a report saying that undocumented workers add $17.7 billion to her state's gross state product. You've got the Reason Foundation, the very, very conservative Reason Foundation, citing a National Research Council report saying that undocumented workers contribute on average $80,000 more to federal and state tax coffers than they consume. Right? That's the Reason Foundation, not exactly a liberal foundation. Last year, Nebraska reported that undocumented workers are paying more in taxes, far more than they receive in services. So if you want to have an immigration discussion, let's have a discussion, but let's talk about the actual facts. Bruce in Greeley. Bruce, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Bruce.
Fire away.
Listen, we had a long time to talk, right? So let me tell you my story. I'm a bleeding heart liberal, okay? But my sister married a non-documented immigrant. Subsequently, he got his papers, but he can't get a license. You there?
I'm here.
What happens is it's this complicated issue about immigration. Something has to be done. They have to be stopped. Nobody knows better than me, from listening to my sister and listening to Sharate, about what they go through down there. And why they escaped to America, okay?
I
however, okay, even the Mexican-Americans here are preying on them.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not going to deny that the immigration system isn't a problem. I've said that. The immigration system needs to be fixed. And my thing is that the way to fix it is to create a path to legal citizenship. Stick around. More on this after the break.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect?
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sabatani. Health officials are putting on a full-court press to persuade millions of skeptical Americans to get H1N1 flu vaccinations. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius made the rounds of the morning talk shows to say the vaccine is safe as any vaccine can be. She told the CBS News Early Show it should be widely available by the end of the month.
By the end of this week, we'll begin to have injectable vaccine also available. We're dealing with five production companies. That's very good news.
CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton says there are no guarantees, but the odds are in favor of those who get the vaccine.
The key point that people need to consider is the risk of this vaccine, which is low, but not zero, because you can never say zero, versus the risk of the virus itself.
Whether to commit more troops to Afghanistan is a critical question for President Obama and his war council, but it's not the only one.
Today's strategy session will focus on the terror safe haven next door to Afghanistan.
Most of those have moved across the border into a different region of Pakistan.
Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president and key advisors will discuss Pakistan's role in the war. Congressional leaders who have met with the president believe he's seeking a middle ground strategy, no major troop reductions, and no change to a mission limited to targeting terrorists. But there's still no decision on a potential troop buildup. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The crime of rape has become less frequent over the past 20 years. CBS's Steve Caton looks at what may be behind that.
It's all about DNA evidence.
An accused rapist is finally behind.
It's in the news all the time, and with DNA results in hand, prosecutors have been able to make cases that lead to convictions, perhaps keeping rapists from committing more crimes. Many are repeat offenders. USA Today says the FBI estimates 89,000 women reported being raped last year. In 1992, it was a high of 109,000. Steve Caton, CBS News.
If you must fly on a busy day, be prepared to pay extra. A number of airlines that posted $10 surcharges for the Sunday after Thanksgiving and the 2 days after New Year's have added 10 more surcharge days. Rick Cini at faircompare.com says it's a squeeze play, but the airlines can't squeeze too hard.
The bottom line is they've lost business travelers, so they're trying to keep people in the plane, so they can only go up so much. So this is a very targeted increase at very specific days.
In North Carolina, how much you weigh could determine what you pay for health insurance.
North Carolina state employees, retirees, and teachers who are overweight or who smoke will have to pay more for health insurance beginning next year. The state health plan, which covers 600,000 people, paid out $2.6 billion last year and required a $250 million bailout because of rising cost and claims.
Thomas Stites and fellow American Venkat Raman Rakesharan will share the Nobel Prize in Chemistry with an Israeli researcher. They were cited for work that led to the development of new life-saving antibiotics. The Dow Industrials are down 29 points. This is CBS News.
NAPA has brakes for just about anything, but no one makes brakes for the one thing we'd like to stop most, breast cancer. That's why NAPA is proud to partner with Susan G. Komen for the cure. And this month, when you spend $25 at a participating NAPA Auto Parts store or NAPA Auto Care Center, you'll get a free NAPA Susan G. Komen for the cure travel mug while supplies last. NAPA will also donate $250,000 to Komen. NAPA, get the good stuff and support a great cause.
the miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Grocery workers in Colorado have given thumbs down to the contract offer from Safeway and King Soopers. The union says workers also voted to authorize a strike if the companies don't come up with something better. The union is requesting that the grocery chains come back to the bargaining table. Companies have said this was their last offer. Police in Denver have agreed to delay some pay raises they were supposed to get next year and the year after. That could spare a number of officers from layoffs that the mayor was threatening. Mayor Hickenlooper said without the pay raise deferral, he would have had to lay off as many as 92 men and women in blue because of the city's $160 million budget deficit. It's day one of the ski season in Colorado. Loveland opens this morning. It's only one run, but that's enough for bragging rights over A Basin, which opens for the season on Friday. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start their playoff run today. They're in Philadelphia for Game 1 of the National League Divisional Series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where all of a sudden the Denver drive's starting to get busy, especially I-70, where we've got a couple different crashes, one of them on the westbound side at York. This one's blocking up the right lane, so you're going to find delays on that approach to the dog food plant. Fact speeds are going to drop into the single digits, pretty much Dahlia up towards that accident scene. We've also got a crash eastbound I-70. This one's right around I-25, surface street accident on Chambers north of I-70. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny, warm day with a high of about 75 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 42, currently 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Babies cry, so what's your plan? Learn how to soothe a crying baby and what to do when you can't stop the crying. Learn how to prepare caregivers and how to talk to anyone about shaken baby syndrome. Visit calmacryingbaby.org today.
It's time to feel the countdown to a coronation.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripsolar.com.
Really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to shift gears now and talk about this pretty controversial Supreme Court case. You may have heard about it in the national news update. I'm just reading here from the ABC News report. Deep in the heart of the Mojave National Preserve in California stands a 5-foot cross carefully disguised in a plywood box. The U.S. Park Service was forced to cover the cross until the Supreme Court decides whether the cross can remain in its place as a monument to fallen soldiers during World War I, or whether it must come down because its presence violates the U.S. Constitution. The case is the latest in a recent flurry of challenges to religious symbols placed on public property, and the cross was constructed more than 70 years ago by the veterans of foreign wars. So we're talking about the separation of church and state. Obviously, this is on a national parkland or national preserve land. Should that be allowed or should it not be allowed? On the line with us now is Jay Wexler, professor at the Boston University School of Law, and he has taught about the First Amendment, about the church-state separation for years now. His recent book, Holy Hullabaloos, A Road Trip to the Battlegrounds of the Church-State Law. He will be in Denver tomorrow night at the Magnolia Hotel at 6 p.m. reading from his new book and talking about the case. The Magnolia Hotel is at 818 17th Street. Jay, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so I think I've described this case, at least the broad strokes of it, pretty simply. What arguments about the Constitution is the court going to focus in on? And by that I mean, where does the rubber hit the road on questions like this, on what is acceptable speech, protected speech, and what is not, and where is the line between the separation of church and state?
Right. So, well, the Supreme Court has said that the line that distinguishes constitutional from non-constitutional government action is when the government endorses a religion. So the government is not supposed to put up a symbol or make a display on its property that sends a message that it believes a particular religion or religion generally is true and other religions or no religions are false. So generally, if you had a cross, if the case was simply a cross on public land, it would be a fairly easy case. This is a somewhat more difficult case for a couple of reasons. One is that it's been around for, the cross has been around for 75 years and nobody complained about it until recently. And a second issue is that Congress, while the case was going on, passed a law that transferred, or attempted to transfer anyways, the land, the 1 acre area of land around the cross to a private, to the veterans for foreign wars, back to the people who put the monument up in the first place. So the argument is that this solves the constitutional problem because it's not on government land anymore.
Is it technically, I mean, is that the legal situation that it stands in right now, with the, as you said, with a cutout? I mean, is there really, when you look at a map of, let's say, the Mojave National Park, is there actually a cutout in terms of ownership, that there's like a 1 acre block that's actually not owned by the park?
Well, that's what the law that Congress passed would do, and it's up to the Supreme Court to decide whether that law solves the problem. So the question is kind of whether that law is.
How would that law not solve the problem?
Well, there are a couple of arguments there. One argument is that even though they attempted to sell the land to the private individuals, the private organization, they still have retained some rights to enter the property. For example, they have a right to ensure that that area of land is used forever as a war memorial, and so they have a right to take the land over if it's not used as a war memorial. A second argument is that when the government decided who to sell the land to, it didn't open up a neutral kind of a bidding process, but instead it decided we're going to sell it to you, the people who put up the cross.
Like a no-bid contract.
I'm sorry?
Like a no-bid contract.
Exactly. And so the argument is, since the lower court found that this was a constitutional problem and told the government to remedy it, the government, by basically choosing who was going to get the property, did not remedy the constitutional violation in the proper way. And anybody kind of looking at this cross who would know what's going on would pretty much conclude this is the government still trying to endorse Christianity.
Now, the Obama administration has weighed in on behalf of basically of the cross, basically saying it's okay.
Yes.
For the cross to be there. What are the longer term implications of this? The Supreme Court doesn't usually take cases unless it wants to set some sort of precedent. What kind of ramifications will this ruling or could this ruling have for the society at large?
Right. It's an interesting case because the court could decide it on so many different ways. It could decide it very narrowly, in which case it may have no future ramifications. On the other hand, this test that I mentioned earlier about that says that the government can't endorse a religious belief through a symbol or a display is a test that was created by Justice O'Connor when she was on the court, and it's never had support of more than five justices. And with O'Connor gone and being replaced on the court by conservatives, there's some concern among those of us who are interested in church-state separation that the court may use this case to take away that test and basically say it's okay for the government to put up religious displays on public property. So it's potentially a very important case.
Well, what are the constitutional groundings of the arguments on both sides? I mean, this is what I sometimes get confused about. What parts of the Constitution do the people who say the government can't endorse a religion, what parts of the Constitution do they point to?
Mm-hmm.
And what parts of the Constitution do the people on the court, for instance, or other people, point to in the Constitution when they say that actually the government should be able to endorse religion?
Well, I think they're not pointing to separate parts of the Constitution so much as arguing about what the First Amendment's so-called Establishment Clause prohibits. So the First Amendment says that Congress shall pass no law respecting an establishment of religion. And the question is, what counts as an establishment of religion? People who don't like things like the crosses say that when the government basically says this particular religious belief is true, that the government is in fact establishing a religion. And those who disagree think that we've had a long history in the United States of sort of minor religious endorsements or support, like In God We Trust and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
And our founders believed in these things, and there's no reason for the court to get involved and tell the government it can't make these kind of minor endorsements of religion. So it's an argument about what the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment means.
We're talking with Jay Wexler. He's a professor at the Boston University School of Law. He's going to be here in Denver tomorrow night at the Magnolia Hotel at 6 p.m. reading from his book, Holy Hullabaloos, A Road Trip to the Battlegrounds of the Church-State Law. Magnolia Hotel is at 818 17th Street. And we're talking about this Supreme Court case at the Mojave National Preserve, the cross at the Mojave National Preserve, one side saying this is part of a war memorial and it should be allowed to be on essentially federal land, although there's a question about whether there's a cutout on the federal land for this. The other side saying that allowing this on federal property is an endorsement of a given religion, which violates the church-state separation tradition in the Constitution. This was started, if I understand it, this particular case was started, am I right? It had something to do with somebody petitioning to put up something of the Buddhist faith near this monument. Is that right? Do I have that right?
That was part of it. I don't know if that's exactly this case, but there was certainly somebody else who asked if they could put up a Buddhist stupa or something like that near the cross. And they were denied.
So that would suggest, if they were denied, and I'm not sure if they were denied by a government official, but if they were denied, that suggests that this is truly an endorsement of one given religion over another. No?
Well, that's how I tend to see it. The government could still argue that this cross, because it's a war memorial and because it existed for 75 years and nobody's complained about it, is not really religious. It's a memorial to fallen war veterans, and that's how you have to look at the memorial. And so, therefore, turning down a different religious symbol or something is not inconsistent with the idea of keeping up the cross, because the cross is about war heroes, not about religion.
All right. What, in your estimation, is the net effect of all this? I mean, are we, when you listen to both sides, you get sort of an extrapolated, I think, picture. One side says, you know, the separation between church and state is under assault. It's a slippery slope. We could be moving towards something of a theocracy. And the other side says that that the separation of church and state has been enforced too strongly, and it's taken morality and God out of the classroom, yada, yada, yada. Where are we, in your estimation, when you look at the state of the law, how it's been enforced? I mean, which slippery slope are we on, if you will?
Yeah, it's a mountain with two slopes on both sides slipping out. I think that this argument that religion has been marginalized by the separation of church and state position is just wrong. I think that religion is quite active in the United States, and I think that's because we have a strong First Amendment protection for people to exercise their religion and to speak about their religion on their private voluntarily. I mean, there's always the story about how the Supreme Court has kicked religion out of the schools and has banned people from praying in schools, for example, and that's just not true. Kids can pray in school as long as they pray on their own. They can pray before school, and they can pray after school and at recess and at lunch, whenever they want. It's just that the government can't step in there and say this, you will pray now, or you will read this prayer but not that prayer. And so I think that bringing that religious expression is alive and well in the United States, and we don't need government support to promote that. And when we do have government support of religion, it basically sends a message to those to the minority religious tradition believers in the United States that they're not important and that the government doesn't respect their views. And I think that's a real major problem.
So I should follow that up and ask one last question here to change gears for just one second on the issue of faith-based funding,
mm-hmm.
on the issue of government contracting out, even in a competitive way, services, charitable services, social services, to religious rooted organizations. Where do you come down on that? I mean, is that because you could make an argument, well, if you competitively bid it, then it's not an endorsement, it's simply contracting to a contractor. But maybe because the contractor has roots in a religious faith, then by virtue of the fact that the contractor is going to that organization, or that funding is going to that organization, there is an implicit endorsement. Where do you come down on that?
Yeah, that's a little more difficult. I tend to think that that money given to religion as part of kind of a neutral program that gives money to religion and to non-religion. So if the money funds social welfare programs that are both secular and religious, that's much less of a problem. Because it's not favoring religion, it's just simply treating religion neutrally as right alongside other groups that are competing for the same money. So that's different. I mean, it's a little bit tricky. The Supreme Court has said so far that a religious organization that gets money under the faith-based system can't use that money for promoting its purely religious mission, but instead have to use it for the social welfare part of its program.
So it's definitely a dicier issue than this Supreme Court case, I guess is and I absolutely agree with that. Again, Jay Wexler is going to be at the Magnolia Hotel at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, reading from his new book about this issue of the separation between church and state, and about this Supreme Court case that's up this week about whether a cross at a war memorial can be on federal land. You can meet him. You can hear from about his book again tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Magnolia Hotel at 818 17th Street. Jay, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. 820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What we're going to do after the break, we'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We'll talk about the immigration issue, the ballot impoundment issue here, potentially in Denver. And if you want to weigh in on this Supreme Court case, do you think a war memorial on federal land should be able to have a big cross in the middle of it while rejecting other religious symbols? Is that a violation of the separation of church and state? Does that bother you? Or do you think we should? That's fine. And it's the same question. Do you think the Ten Commandments, if somebody wanted to put the Ten Commandments in the middle of the state capitol, you think that would be okay? 303-713-7600. We'll get right to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Gnarly out there now. Got a crash. Right lane blocked. Westbound I-70 at York. It's accident in the backups, too. Westbound I-70 at 270. Seeing jams from Peoria all the way up to York. Single digits there. Also a crash eastbound side near I-25 there at the Mousetrap. So I-70 getting really gnarly for us right now. Eastbound C-470. Busy Santa Fe up to I-25, the entire stretch across Highlands Ranch near Park Meadows Mall. Westbound Turnpike also showing speeds in the teens and 20s. Sheridan to Wadsworth, and southbound 225 bunched from Parker Road to DTC Boulevard. And the tech center merge there. Northbound is on 25, busy from the bridges, Emerson Street up to 6th Avenue. Forecast, great day on tap with sunny skies and highs in the low 70s. Won't last long, though, with snow and highs in the low 40s expected on Thursday. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB postseason returns to TBS as the push for the pennant begins.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
We Americans believe everyone should play by the rules. But what if your broker doesn't? That's when you turn to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Empowered by the federal government, we're here to protect investors from fraud and bad practices. Last year, we barred hundreds of brokers from the industry and returned more than $1 billion to investors. To learn more, visit the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority at FINRAProtects.org.
Comcast is giving you the Haunted House hookup.
Half price certificates for the 25th hour.
And curse of the Slaughterhouse Gulch.
Now you can get scared for half price.
Normally $32. Now just $16.
The 25th hour. Curse of the Slaughterhouse Gulch.
Frightful.
Click on the Bargain Watch logo at am760.net.
Should we force police to impound your car if you forget your license at home? Should we force police to impound people's cars who don't have licenses? Now, that is a question that is not about whether we should endorse people driving around who are unlicensed. So if you want to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, don't try to steer the conversation into a discussion about whether we should enforce the law about licenses. That's not what we're talking about. We've been talking about the ballot initiative that would compel police, force police, to specifically impound somebody's car if the driver doesn't have their license on them. Now, right now, a police officer can stop you, make sure you don't drive the car, wait for somebody to come pick up the car. There's all sorts of other options available. This initiative would force the impoundment, the taking away of the car, putting it in an impoundment lot, and charging a prohibitively high fine to get the car back if you don't have a license on you. Is that smart policy? 303-713-7600. And again, if you try to, I'm just going to say it right now, if you try to make it a discussion about whether we should enforce license laws or not, I'm just going to hang up on you. Because that's not what we're discussing. That's not what this ballot initiative is about. And the proponents of this like to try to polarize the debate on terms that are utterly and completely dishonest. This is about the specific punishment. Is the specific punishment a good idea? That's what we're talking about. So if you want to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, please stick to the facts. Also, if you want to talk about how this impacts immigration and how the backers of deporting all undocumented workers from this country are pushing this initiative as a way to make life more difficult for undocumented workers, we can talk about that. But don't come in here and claim that undocumented workers are some sort of massive tax burden on the United States. We have the data that I read off in the last hour about how undocumented workers contribute far more in taxes as a whole to our country than actually use in tax-based services. Those are empirical facts. We don't debate facts here. Also, if you want to weigh in on this new Supreme Court case, we just discussed that case with Jay Wexler, the law professor from Boston University, the case about the separation of church and state. Are you okay with a war memorial on federal property that has a big cross in the middle of it but won't let other religious symbols be put up at the memorial? Is that the government endorsing one religion over the other? That's what the Supreme Court is asking in this case moving forward. 303-713-7600. Let's gong in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo with the long intro if we can.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No!
Okay, Don in Boulder, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. When I've listened to you in the past, I always found you to be very fair, and I think that you're misinformed on the Initiative 300, which is the rewrite of Initiative 100. And I wondered if you've ever had Dan Hayes on your program to clarify the issue of people who forget their licenses or left their wallet at home, et cetera.
Well, as I said, there is a provision in the bill that would allow the police to consider what it calls compelling corroborating evidence. But the Denver Post, I think, makes a good point. Ultimately, that is such a gray area and opens up, I think, such a possibility for racial profiling. I mean, how do you really genuinely provide what the law can say is compelling corroborating evidence of your identity without your license, without your passport?
As you know, the officer has a laptop that's connected to the license database, and you tell them what your name is. They go type it in. You either exist or you don't, and that should match up with your license number on the back of the car. So that's fairly compelling. Now, if you give them a name that's not in the system and it doesn't match up with the license plate and you don't have anything on you, then you've got some problems.
Well, I'm going to let you continue. Let me just add one thing. You're putting a lot of faith in that situation in the DMV computers. Now, I don't know if you've been to the DMV.
Yes.
Okay, then the idea that I get pulled over because I forgot my wallet on the counter and I have to rely on the DMV computers. I have to, A, remember my license number.
No.
And or B, rely on the DMV computers to work. Now, I've been to the DMV 5 or 6 times, and I think in 2 or 3 of them, I think it was 3, but just for argument's sake, let's say it's only 2. 2 of those times, the system was completely down. So the idea that we should rely on a DMV computer in the best case scenario to work, to either that my record's actually in there, whether I'm licensed or not, or B, simply for the computer to be online, as the difference between my car getting impounded and me charged, I don't know, $2,500, $3,000 to get it out, that seems ridiculous.
Well, from what I'm reading here from the original one, if you've lost your license or you've forgotten your wallet, you receive a warning and you must show proof of valid license at a later date, but not before a judge. So, worst case scenario, you get towed, but you don't have to pay the $2,500 impound law. You pay just whatever license. I think, first of all, you really should, in all fairness, have Dan Hayes on and ask him about this issue, because Initiative 300 specifically addresses the forget your wallet scenario to close the loophole.
But I think there's a bigger question here. I think the bigger question is, and we can debate, look, there's going to be, you're going to give me an example of somebody whose car gets impounded because they forgot their wallet. I'll give you, there'll be another example of somebody who the situation may work more effectively in a better way. There's gonna be imperfections. We can both agree with that. Okay, we can both acknowledge that. The bigger question is, why do this? Why do we need to force the hand of police officers at a time when the impoundment lots are already overflowing, at a time when people are already, the middle class and the working class are already overburdened with a regressive tax and fee system that can be only made worse by this impoundment situation.
Well, I think that the person that can answer those specifically, directly, and with the most factual details would be Dan Hayes.
No, I'm asking. Dan Hayes and the people pushing this do not have a monopoly, as much as they'd like to. They do not have a monopoly on what people feel about this. Well, and my open question, if you don't want to answer that question, then you can just say, I don't want to answer that question. Well, I mean, you don't even live in Denver, okay? So if you want to, I mean, this is a question for us, and I'm not saying that people can't have an opinion elsewhere, but the question for Denver is, with overflowing impoundment lots, with a middle and working class that's already overtaxed and overburdened by fees, why, and by the way, a police force that is so strapped budgetarily that it is having to take pay cuts in order to avoid mass layoffs, why pass an initiative that will cost that police force more money and take their eye off the ball on real crime to overflow, to fill up already overflowing impoundment lots at an even higher cost?
Yeah, 3 points. First of all, when a Channel 7 reporter went out to the impound lot when the service guy's car was towed, said there were acres and acres available that were empty. Second point is that Dan Hayes can tell you.
Are you not going to answer the question?
I'm addressing 3 points.
Answer the question. Why do you think it's necessary? Why do you think it's necessary?
Overflowing. I'm telling you, it's not overflowing.
Okay. Why do you think it's necessary?
You said it's going to cost money. The mayor's own budget office said that it would be a net gain.
That's not true. That's not true.
That is true.
That is not true. The Denver Daily News today cites the report from the mayor, from the city council, that says the ordinance would come with a $1.6 million price tag to the Department of Safety, including the hiring of 5 additional officers to enforce the law. At the same time, the city faces a $120 million budget shortfall.
That's the mayor's office and the city council, who are both vehemently against it. The mayor's
office.
The mayor's budget office said that it would be a net gain and contradicted Mayor Hickenlooper's statement.
Do you have an opinion, or are you just going to blather on it? The question is, why is this needed? Answer the damn question. Why do you think this is needed?
People who are driving, why is it needed? People who are not legally able to drive a car, and I don't care where they're from, America, China, or
No. You're doing exactly what I told you not to do.
Well,
you're doing exactly what I told you not to do. No,
No.
That's exactly what I said that people shouldn't do in this discussion. It's not about whether
right
you should endorse.
And gave me no option
it's
out.
Not about. No, because I'm asking you the question. The question is, why this specific punishment? Don't give me, I don't want the city to endorse lawbreakers. I don't want the city, you know, the people who are opposed to this like or support
unlicensed drivers.
Why do you support forcing the police's hands to impound somebody's car? Why this and not allowing the police the discretion to make decisions? Why?
Because they are not at the instructions of the mayor's office. More than likely, the police, who are paramilitary, do what they're told, and they are not impounding the cars of people who don't have licenses.
Because they have the discretion not to. So my question again, this is like the 8th time I've asked you this question, and I'll continue asking this question. What specifically, why do you want to force the police's hand
to do their job?
No, not to do their job.
The law says
the law gives them the discretion now. Why do you want to take the discretion away? That's the question.
The citizens voted to take the discretion away because they felt that the discretion was being abused by a sanctuary city policy.
Okay, so here we go. John, fire it up. Fire up the here we go.
Am I going to get
sanctuary citizen? There you go. Okay, so we finally get to the core of what's going on here, right? Right, Don?
The citizens are
You went to the place that you didn't want to go, but I made you go. Because it's a sanctuary city, right? That's what it is.
The citizens are demanding that the police do their job, which currently they are not. That's why
Don't try to weasel out, Don.
I'm not weaseling out anything.
You were the one who brought up a sanctuary city, which is the immigration issue. No, I didn't walk you in. I didn't mention immigration.
I didn't mention immigration.
Sanctuary city. So that's really what this is about. Well, you know what? It's the sanctuary city. So I got it. You know what, man? You know what? Told you, folks. That's what this is all about. Can you hear it? It comes right out. That took a little longer to come out. It took about an extra 60 seconds for the anti-immigrant hate to come out. But as you see, that's what this is about. Hey, Don, do me a favor. Stay in Boulder. Don't come down to Denver, okay? 839 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, can I just bring up one quick point to you? I don't trust the records department either. I'll tell you a situation I had where I got some parking tickets, Dave. Parking tickets at college campus. They served a warrant, said I didn't pay the tickets. I paid them. They served a warrant on Sunday of finals week. I get thrown in jail for 7-8 hours.
You got thrown in jail?
I got thrown in jail on a Sunday. I finally get bonded out. I go to the courthouse Monday morning, first thing, said, I just spent 8 hours in jail on these parking tickets I paid for. Do you have records of that? They had records of it, but it hadn't gotten into the computer.
So in other words, Everybody who's calling up and saying, you know, well, the police can check to make sure you're licensed through their computer. You're basically saying, ultimately, if you make one simple mistake, the difference between your car getting impounded and you having to pay $3,000, you got to rely on the DMV's computers, which Turk got thrown in jail because they failed, which I had to spend, I don't know, 6 hours trying to get my license renewed because they failed. That's crazy. I mean, and again, if you want to come in and defend this, and let's have the discussion, but don't try to say that people who are opposed to this support illegal, undocumented, unlicensed drivers. Don't say that people who are opposed to this, are for law-breaking. This is a question of why take the discretion away from police officers. And as I said, what you hear when you talk to the proponents of this enough, it's all about hating the Latino. It comes right out. You heard Don. I didn't say anything about immigration. Suddenly he was talking about sanctuary cities. These people are haters. And F them. Let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Got a couple different crashes. Eastbound I-70 near I-25. Also got a stall a little further up at Interstate 270. That is in the center lane, so that's causing some problems. Westbounders still seeing some heavy jams. Peoria down to York had a couple crashes. One at York, one in the backups there at 270. So you can see the elevated portion really gnarly for us right now. Also got a crash near downtown involving a bus right there at Broadway and Glenarm. Rest of the drive starting to shape up a little bit for us. Speeds popping up into the 30s and 40s now on some of those approaches into downtown. Northbounders on 25. Going to see some heavier jams there from about Emerson Street up to 6th Avenue. Forecast, better enjoy it. Sunny and warm, high near 70. Tomorrow, we're going to have some light snow showers and cold with a high of 40. Your current downtown temperature is 38 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Audio On Demand on AM.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Learn more about the money back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because I got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the headline on the Rocky Mountain Independent: officials, impound measure expensive and hampers police. Denver safety officials warn that if a vehicle impound measure on the November ballot passes, enforcement of the law could add to the city's budget problems and result in major police response delays to major crimes. There's a domino effect, said Sergeant Dan McCoy, Denver police liaison to the manager of the public safety's office. McCoy joined City Attorney David Broadwell and Chief Gary Wilson and Captain Craig Meyer of the Denver Sheriff's Department in briefing the City Council's Safety Committee this week on the impact of Initiative 300. So that's your public safety system talking to you about this initiative. Where are the law and order people? I mean, really? I mean, let me just ask this. I'm just going to throw this out here. Are the racists among us so blinded by their racism, so blinded by their hate for people with darker skin than them, that they are willing to quite literally put the rest of the community, put the whole community at risk? When your public safety institutions are saying, if you do this, you're going to make your city less safe, and that doesn't get through to somebody who is so blinded by their racial and ethnic animosities, it really uncovers just how deeply and passionately a small but vocal minority hates Latinos. I think that's what you're seeing. That's what we saw with our last caller. You talk to them long enough, and all of a sudden, all of the immigration nonsense comes out. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Is that me?
That is. Fire away.
Well, I agree with you that it shouldn't be mandatory that police have to do this, but I don't agree with your argument that it's all racially motivated.
Well, I don't think it's all racially motivated. I do think that the most aggressive proponents, let me put it this way. It's like the Tea Parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
To back the Tea Parties because you don't like Wall Street bailouts doesn't mean that you're a racist. The organizers of the Tea Parties are trying to tap into, among all the other things they're trying to tap into, they are trying to tap into racial animosity. So here's what I'm saying. There are going to be people who vote for this initiative who aren't thinking at all about race or ethnicity. What I'm saying is that the major proponents of this, the organizers of this, the loudest and most aggressive proponents of this, are motivated in part and are seeking to tap into racial hatred.
Okay, but what if 60 or 65% of Denver passes this law?
Yeah, do I have to say it again? I'm going to say it once again. There are going to be many people who have voted for this, and there'll probably be many people who do vote for this who aren't thinking about racial issues. I'll give you an example. When I read this initiative a couple of years ago, I didn't know. It was hard to figure out what it was even all about. My point is, however, that again, I'll just say it again: the most aggressive proponents of this, the actual organizers of this, are trying to bolster their arguments and strengthen their campaign by tapping into racial animosity. They are not motivated, I don't think, by a question of the general unlicensed driver situation. They are motivated to try to hurt undocumented Latino workers. Does that mean everybody who votes for it is motivated by that? No. I'm only saying the organizers of the campaign are. Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM760.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, I do live in Littleton, but I live in Denver County, so it's something I will be voting on. I just don't understand how taking someone's car and charging them $2,500 is going to help. You really don't have to do that to take an unlicensed driver off the road.
No, that's exactly right.
It really just sounds like a way the city is trying to make a quick buck, but the problem is, these cars have to sit in those impound lots for 6 months to a year before they can sell them. They can't impound them and a week later sell them.
That's exactly right. You're making that's why the police have the discretion.
They have to keep the cars for a while because, you know, I mean, they can't just turn around and sell it a week later.
That's right. So and that's why up until now we've allowed the police to have discretion over what kinds of actions to take. You're exactly right. You can get an unlicensed driver off the road but not impound the car.
Exactly, and most of the time, these cars that they're impounding aren't even worth $2,500. That's why people don't even pick them up; they just leave them there. They figure, why am I going to pay that money to get that car out when it's not worth it? It can stay there.
I didn't even think about that. That's a very good point. Yeah,
on the road. So either way, the city's going to be losing money on it.
That's a very good point. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. Very good point.
Yeah.
8:51 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We'll reopen the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turp.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's still pretty heinous out there, especially on I-70. Both directions had a couple crashes on the westbound side, one at 270, another up near York. Looks like they've got those out of the way, but still some pretty heavy flows going through there. Also got a crash eastbound side near I-25. Delays back past Yole. That's not a street here in Denver. Anyway, got another crash, left shoulder, northbound I-25, north of University. Now, you're going to see the delays there. Stop-and-go conditions. Evans is where it kicks in. Also got this crash near downtown at Broadway and Glenarm. Forecast, a great day on tap, sunny skies. Look for a high around 70, 71 degrees. It's not going to last long, though. Snow and highs in the low 40s expected tomorrow. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. It's been that way since 1963. Call Citywide Banks today or visit citywidebanks.com.
Obama's not your enemy.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
It makes me angry that most businesses play by the rules and use software legally. My company did not. I don't have any regrets about reporting software piracy. I would do it again.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Hi, this is John Elway.
When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Okay, we got three callers holding and only a little bit of time, so everyone's got 30 seconds. Here we go. Troy in Denver. Troy, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, this is Troy.
Go for it.
Hey, I was just calling in. I sell insurance here in town, but not car insurance. But a buddy of mine at work, who is Caucasian, lent his friend his car. Both people were licensed. However, the person driving did not have his license on him at the time he got pulled over. The car was impounded and put into a lot the size of what he said was like DIA parking. And it cost him, he had to bond his car out, $2,500 bond.
Man.
And then he was told if he had no other things happen in the next 2 years, he would get $700 of that money.
Man,
back.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's like that's exactly what this initiative is going to do. It's going to create a mandatory situation like that. So when you think about this initiative, in part, people should be thinking not just that it's a xenophobic initiative, but it's a paperwork initiative to tie you up in red tape. Troy, thanks for the call. Bill in Douglas County. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Yeah, the issue shouldn't be licenses. It should be insurance.
You can get insurance without being here legally or illegally. It doesn't matter. And the insurance proof has to stay in the vehicle, not on the person driving it. There's no excuse not to have that proof of insurance on you. And furthermore, as a driver, I would much rather have someone coming at me with no license but insured rather than license.
That's exactly right, ma'am. You know what? Because that's the complaint you always hear, is that it's really about uninsured, right? That's what causes problems when you get into an accident with somebody who's uninsured. Richie in Denver, you got about 20 seconds. Richie, fire away.
Okay, this is just another example of the sleeping racial anger that was awakened by having a black man in the White House. We're going to see more and more of this, and anybody who thinks that this is not xenophobic and racist in nature is out of their mind.
You're exactly right, man, and you heard it when we talked to that caller, a couple of the psycho callers. All right, stick around. We're going to talk to a doctor from Colorado who just met with President Obama.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, GOP lawmakers who voted against the stimulus package begged for stimulus money. We'll take your calls. Y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-880. 1-800-900-3880.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Ready for your flu shot?
1, 2, 3, squirt.
Children and healthcare workers are getting the first doses of nasal H1N1 vaccine. Injectable form will be distributed in the coming days. And Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says it's important for Americans to get inoculated.
As soon as we have any vaccine available, we're pushing it out to 90,000 sites around the country, which have been identified at the state and local level as the most appropriate places.
Sebelius is also encouraging more healthcare workers to get seasonal flu shots. Right now, she says, just 40% get vaccinated against the bug. It's the 8th anniversary of the start of the war in Afghanistan, with President Obama continuing his review of policy options. This afternoon, he will meet with his national security advisors. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is asking for up to 40,000 more troops. CBS News correspondent Terry McCarthy in Kabul says turning the tide will not be solely a matter of military strength.
You need clearly a large number of soldiers to provide security, and then you need these civilian experts who can come in, help the Afghans to dig wells, to clear roads. One of the interesting things that they really want is cell phone connectivity. You know, the Taliban have been blowing up cell phone towers. The U.S. aid experts have been coming in trying to build new towers. A lot of them are being built on U.S. bases to protect them. But without that civilian expertise, the military can only go so far.
Once again, the Supreme Court today is addressing a prickly question of the line between church and state. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato takes a look at the case in question.
Did Congress endorse a religion when it gave a single acre of a huge federal preserve to the VFW to save a cross at a war memorial? No question, claims Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
We can't have governments selling pieces of the public's land to make religious statements.
For various veterans groups, Kelly Shackelford claims crosses are not simply Christian.
That is the symbol we use to reflect sacrifice of everybody.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Clashes in the streets of Istanbul for a second day. Police fought off demonstrators with tear gas and water cannons. Hundreds have been protesting the semi-annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry is being shared by Americans Venkatraman Ramakrishnan and Thomas Stites, as well as Israeli Ada Yonath. The researchers are being honored for their work explaining the cellular process that produces proteins. Stites says he's humbled by the recognition.
I've had colleagues say that this should happen, but I've
never been sure whether that was actually going to be the case.
Well, America's CEOs aren't as vulnerable. John Challenger says the firm's September report on CEO departures shows the rate is unchanged.
It's certainly a sign that the economy is seeing some improvement.
Challenger says since last year, departures are down 16%. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is off 13 points, NASDAQ up about a point. This is CBS News.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser on a PC, Mac, or smartphone. With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources from anywhere. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or visit Barracuda.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Grocery workers in Colorado have moved closer to going on strike. They rejected contract offers from Safeway and King Soopers. The union is asking the companies to return to the bargaining table to modify what the companies have said was their last offer. Companies say they are considering their options. Grocery workers have been working under an expired contract since May. It may still be fall in Colorado, but today marks the beginning of the ski season. Loveland Ski Area opens this morning right about now.
We just had some cold temperatures. We started making snow on September 21st, and you know, we had some warm temperatures here and there, but we were able to make snow pretty consistently over the last couple weeks, and here we are opening a week earlier than last year.
Loveland's John Seller says this is the earliest opening in the area's history. Loveland beat out A-Basin for the country's earliest opening day. A-Basin opens on Friday. In sports, get ready, Rockies fans. It's game one of the National League Divisional Playoffs today. The Rockies take on the world champion Philadelphia Phillies. It's a best 3-of-5 series with Ubaldo Jimenez starting for the Rockies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're seeing some late delays following a crash. This one's on I-25 near University. It's on the northbound side, off to the left, but it is causing some delays on both sides of the highway. There's also some leftover slowdowns on I-70 near York. That's the scene of an earlier accident as well. Just as you're coming in from the west, this is along I-70. There may be a drop in speeds as you're making that approach to Pecos. That's also accident-related. Crews, they've cleaned up a wreck at Broadway and Glenarm. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm day today with sunny skies, a high of about 72, 73 degrees. Currently, it's 44. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program, don't get sick, and if you do, die quickly. I'll challenge Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute about the Republicans' health plan. Plus, could it be that everything you know is wrong about Osama bin Laden? Where is he? Is he dead or alive? Author and investigator David Ray Griffin joins us. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's going up to about 70 today. Snow later on in the forecast in the week. Actually, tomorrow, some snow in the forecast. Saturday, you might have a snow playoff game between my Phillies and my Rockies. I'm so torn. I really am. All right, on the line with us now, Dr. Lila Rosenthal. She is from the Boulder family practice, and she met this week with President Obama at the White House. She's part of Doctors for America. They took their message to the White House on Monday, sending physicians from each of the 50 states, including several from Colorado, to advocate for health care reform. Dr. Rosenthal, thanks for being here.
Good morning, David. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
So you traveled all the way to Washington. You met with President Obama about health care reform. Tell us first and foremost what in specific you are advocating for, because the word reform is so broad that it almost has become meaningless.
It's true. And let me just take a quick second to tell you about Doctors for America.
Please, please.
We're a group of 15,000 physicians around the country. We're nonprofit. We're nonpartisan. It's true that the group grew out of Doctors for Obama, which I was not a member of, and so some people are saying that the event was really just a bunch of, you know, Obama supporters. And the truth is we're trying to represent all physicians' voices. So we welcome people. We're not advocating single payer per se, but many of our members feel like that actually is the only really definitive solution. But the purpose of the organization is to get doctors involved, to get doctors to tell their stories. And the purpose of the event, as I saw it, was to create an opportunity for physicians to tell their patients' stories and their stories about just how broken our system is. And in that regard, I think the event on Monday was successful because, you know, President Obama, all the White House had to do was invite physicians and get the airtime, and then that was an opportunity for me to get on your show, for example, so that I can, you know, tell you just how truly dysfunctional the system is. And that's my main goal, to share patient stories, because I worry that people who are just very comfortable and happy with what they have just don't hear how other people are hurting. And
I wonder, you know, I mean, I have two questions that leads me to is, one, a political question, is the existence of Doctors for America and your political advocacy an unspoken commentary on the, I guess, the failure or your displeasure with the American Medical Association, which is calls itself the biggest doctors organization and has been, you know, a fairly controversial group. I know a lot of doctors feel like the American Medical Association they've been unhappy with it behaving kind of like an arm of the Republican Party. At least that's been the criticism. So is what you're doing a commentary on the AMA and then a question about the substance of healthcare reform? I guess I wonder, do you think doctors have been written out of the negotiations and the equation in general? And if you do, what do you think has been in particular missing? What has the debate been lacking if doctors have been written out of it?
Okay, those are great questions. Let me start with the AMA. So you probably know the statistic that the AMA only has about 20% of U.S. physicians
right.
are members of the AMA. And I personally am not. I never have been. And I appreciate that in recent years they've tried to be more, how can I say, I mean, they definitely have been making the case for years for universal coverage. And then, of course, the devil is in the details. How do you get there? And you're absolutely right that the word reform is just used so loosely, it's not even clear what it means anymore. And I think one thing that has become clear to me in recent weeks is that there's health care reform and there's health insurance reform. And that's why we often just use the term health reform to sort of, you know, capture all of it together. But it's a very complicated issue. So Doctors for America, was it created in response to the AMA? Not exactly. We're trying to be more inclusive than the AMA. We're trying to represent everybody, so AMA members are welcome in Doctors for America. And, you know, I think that the AMA over the years has just been so focused on doctors' salaries, you know, that a lot of other issues have been missing from their efforts. So,
what was the response by President Obama? I mean, did you get a chance to speak with him yourself? You know, a lot of people have said that they wonder where the president is going to come down at the end of the day on an issue like the public option. Some people have been very, very displeased with the fact that they feel like he hasn't pushed hard enough, that he's willing to negotiate away everything in order to just get a say that this whole bill was a success. Did you get a chance to talk with him? And if you did, or even if you didn't, if you're just around him, knowing that question about him, what can you tell us about your interchanges with him?
All right. I didn't get to speak with him directly. There was a small group of doctors who did before he came out in the Rose Garden and gave his, you know, his brief comments. I am among the physicians who are disappointed that he has not been more vociferous in favor of the public option. And what's beautiful about Doctors for America is that I can say that even, you know, without being reprimanded, because we're encouraged to be authentic and speak our minds. We're not towing any line. Among the 15,000, there's a great diversity of opinions about, you know, how Obama is handling it and the various pieces of the puzzle. I feel that the reform in the Senate versions is really inadequate. I'm much more in support of the House version, and which, of course, includes a public option. So I'm going to be advocating more for the House version, and my hope is that President Obama will decide to just put it all out there and really throw his support behind it. I think that he is in a difficult place, and I know he wants to be a consensus builder, and I think that's okay to a point. But I think at the end of the day, when it really comes down, he's going to need to step away from the health insurance industry and just speak from his heart. And I believe that in his heart he knows that without a public option, this reform will be a lot less significant.
Well, I hope you're right. And again, on the line with us is Dr. Lila Rosenthal from Boulder. She was one of the doctors at the White House this week with President Obama at an event with Doctors for America, the group that has been pushing for health care reform. As a physician, what are your, and I know you can't speak for every other physician, but in your own work, what are the do or die parts of reform? I mean, what has to be in there in order for you to say this is at least a minimal success? Your lines in the sand, if you will.
Yeah, excellent question. Let me start with a brief story. A few weeks ago, while working in urgent care, I saw a young man, probably 25 years old. He had just moved to Colorado from another state, and he has type 1 diabetes. That's juvenile onset that gets diagnosed at a very young age. So he graduated law school, is interviewing with firms, and came because he had symptoms of swine flu but doesn't have insurance. So he went to the pharmacy and asked the pharmacist, hey, what can I take for this nagging cough? And, you know, the story unfolds for the pharmacist, who said, listen, you're high risk for complications of swine flu with your diabetes. You really need to get in and see a doctor. Well, he hemmed and he hawed because, you know, to come to urgent care without insurance is, it's going to be $150 where I work, which I think is, a pretty decent value compared to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the point is he was saying that he thinks that even if he lands a great job with a law firm, he's not going to get coverage because he has the pre-existing condition, you know, that has nothing to do with any choices he has made in his life, right? Type 1 diabetes as a little kid.
Right.
So to answer your question, at a minimum, this, you know, reform is going to make it illegal for insurance companies to discriminate against individuals who have pre-existing conditions. And I think it's great that everybody...
Can I interrupt you for a second? Because I think this is an important point. Because what do you said that you feel like at minimum, and it is true, at least in the discussion of these bills, that both parties seem to basically agree that we have to get rid of, or that the bill says it gets rid of, discrimination for pre-existing conditions. Now, I just want to read you this headline from the Sunday Washington Post. Discrimination by insurers likely, even with reform, say experts. Economic pressure could give rise to new biases against prior conditions. I'll just read you a little bit of this. Any health care overhaul that Congress and President Obama enact is likely to have as its centerpiece the fundamental reform that insurers would not be allowed to reject individuals or charge them higher premiums based on their medical history, but simply banning medical discrimination would not necessarily remove it from the equation. If insurers are prohibited from openly rejecting people with pre-existing conditions, they could try to cherry-pick through more subtle means. For example, offering free health club memberships tends to attract people who can use the equipment. Being uncooperative on insurance claims can chase away the chronically ill, as another example. For people who have few medical bills, it's less of a factor. So basically, this article makes the case that there is going to be more subtle forms of discrimination. Does that concern you?
I think you've just made an excellent case for why the public option is critical.
Yeah. Right.
You're not going to see this kind of, pardon me, BS with, you know, government-backed health care.
No, and I think that's been missing from the debate. I mean, I only have a moment for one last question here. I wonder, because you deal with patients all the time, do you think my theory, and I can't prove this, but my theory is that what the insurance industry is afraid of, it's not just afraid of the straight-up competition, right? Here's our plan, and the public option has its plan, and we're afraid we're going to lose that competition. I think they're afraid of that in some way. But I think they're afraid at a deeper level that people will, without even looking at both plans, will be inclined to want to go into a public option because people will believe that a public plan run and administered by the government will be less likely. I mean, there's going to be other problems with it, but will be less likely to allow the profit motive to create all sorts of these shenanigans. So, in other words, I think that the insurance industry worries that there will be a philosophical inclination by many patients, not all, but many patients, to leave them. When you deal with patients, do you think that might be true?
Absolutely. They should worry, because if I were a small business owner and I had the choice, knowing all I know about the way they conduct themselves, hands down I would go for myself and my family with a public option.
What about the idea, you know, I mean, because the conservatives will say, well, you know, people are more afraid of bureaucratic, quote-unquote, big government. Right. I mean, so there are going to be some people out there who are going to say, well, I'm going to stay with a private company.
Good for you. And I say, if you're for capitalism, then you need to support a public option. You keep what you like, what you have, you keep it. You trust the private industry more than the government, go for it. Pick your plan, pay what you're going to pay, you know, then you're going to deal with all of their shenanigans. And I want to be able to pick what I want.
And I think that's been one of the most powerful messages. And as you said, you know, I think we all want, or many of us want, President Obama to continue pushing that. And I know this is a legislative endgame here. And you know, as you said, ultimately he's going to need to weigh in. Dr. Lila Rosenthal, again, she was. At the White House this week, at an event with President Obama, she was representing Doctors for America. You can find Doctors for America's website at drsforamerica.org. Again, that's drsforamerica.org. Lila, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much, David. And I want to remind all the listeners who think this is an important issue to call their senators and congressmen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for reminding me. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we will do our news of the weird, news of the crazy.
And we got rid of that annoying bed. We have something new to unveil here.
That's right. We have a new song.
Instead of that synthesized circus music.
To unveil. And I wonder if anybody... I'm not going to say where we got it from.
Oh, that's so easy.
It should be easy.
It should be.
And when we go back to the AM760 Progressive Dojo, if you can... You know, you'll get a brownie points here at the AM760. I wish I had giveaways, but we're a low-budget operation.
We call it the AM760 No Prize.
Yeah, the AM760 No Prize. If you can name the movie that the music we're going to use for our News of the Weird.
Harder. Name the movie and the person who conducted it.
Oh, there you go. That's good. The movie and the person who conducted the music for our brand-new News of the Weird song. Stick around, among other things in the News of the Weird. Apparently tonight, Keith Olbermann is going to do a one-hour-long special comment, a one-hour-long two-camera special comment. Stick around for that and more after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave, still got this crash northbound I-25 around University. Delays back past Colorado. That's where single-digit speeds, actually they're in the teens and 20s, are going to kick in for you. Also a little heavier there all the way from Emerson Street up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders struggling there from I-70 to 23rd. Rest of the drive starting to shape up for us. We do see some heavier volumes westbound 36, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Also on eastbound I-70, Quebec to 270. Had a couple accidents there earlier. Your forecast, a great day on tap. Sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Not going to last long, though. Tomorrow, snow and a high near 40. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB postseason returns to TBS as the push for the pennant begins.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
100 quality prospects, but you must call now 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Okay, that's not our new song for News of the Weird. It's 9:26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. News of the Weird. Lots of stuff actually out there. Dave Letterman, Keith Olbermann, Rush Limbaugh, NFL kickers. So now we'll get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo in a little while. But we're going to play this song. It's going to be our new News of the Weird song. All the random stories and tidbits out there that aren't in our national news update. And you will get a some brownie points. Actually, you know what? I've got an extra copy of The Uprising. How about that? A signed copy of my book, The Uprising.
So first person to call in with.
The first person to call in at 303-713. Hold on. You can't call in now. Anybody who calls in now will not be
disqualified.
Counted. Right. The moment the song plays, you call 303-713-7600. If you know the movie and the conductor, the composer of the song. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Here you go. There you go. There's our News of the Weird song. So if you know the movie and the conductor, 303-713-7600, you get a signed copy of my book, The Uprising. So, News of the Weird, News of the Crazy. Keith Olbermann to deliver an hour-long special comment on healthcare. He's going to deliver an hour-long two-camera screed tonight on MSNBC on healthcare. An hour. That's, I don't know how you can talk to the camera for an hour. That's pretty hardcore. David Letterman's apology brings huge ratings, beats all of NBC in prime time. While David Letterman would undoubtedly do without the personal turmoil, his blackmail scandal is great for business. The late-night talk show host's apologies to his wife and staff made for gripping TV, and more viewers tuned into his CBS program than watched anything on NBC in prime time on Monday. That includes Letterman's old rival, Jay Leno. Love that song. Rush Limbaugh in bid for the St. Louis Rams. Say it ain't so. Rush Limbaugh is part of a group bidding for ownership of the St. Louis Rams football team. It has been confirmed. Remember, Limbaugh's last foray into football was getting thrown off Monday Night Football for making basically racially charged comments. I like this story off Live Science. In football, kicking a field goal can be a nail-biter for players and sports fans alike. Turns out, if a kicker's having a bad day, with several failed attempts, the target could seem even more elusive on his next chance to score, according to a new study by Purdue University. Go Purdue. Regular listeners of this show know that my wife's side of the family is from Lafayette, where Purdue is. People trying to kick field goals will see a much smaller goal after unsuccessful attempts, says study researcher Jessica Witt. But those who kick better judge the goalpost to be farther apart and the crossbar lower to the ground. So the more mistakes you make, the harder it is to correct your mistakes, basically. This off the AP wire. Police said a woman will not face charges for throwing a dog at an officer during a domestic violence investigation. And too bad, I think. Police said the woman in Lincoln, Nebraska, was holding a small dog when officers arrived, and at some point she threw the dog at an officer. Good news. Police said neither the dog nor the officer were injured. Now, you didn't have to tell me this, but I believe it anyway. Alcohol has a peculiar relationship to happiness. We drink to celebrate, but because alcohol works as a depressant, it ends up deadening feelings. Not surprisingly, there's an observable correlation between alcoholism and depression, and even though it's not always clear which leads to which, everyone knows you can't drink like a Sterling Cooper employee from Mad Men for too long before becoming a perpetual sad sack. Now, but here's the kicker, according to Time magazine. If alcohol can lead to depression, does that mean abstaining from alcohol will make you happier? A new study suggests the opposite is actually true. In fact, those who never drink are at significantly higher risk for not only depression, but also anxiety disorders compared with those who consume alcohol regularly. It's called self-medication. You didn't have to tell me that in a study. So beer drinkers of the world, you are fighting depression.
Hey, you know, Dave, when you were gone last Monday, I found a story about how alcohol can actually save your life. If they did a study on people that were in accidents and stuff or brain injuries, and if you had alcohol in your system, which is not good, it's not, you know, I'm not saying drinking alcohol is good, but they actually found that you had a higher chance of survival rate if alcohol was in your blood.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now we know that alcohol is a, I wouldn't call it an antidepressant, but I guess abstaining from alcohol may raise your chances of depression. A couple more stories here. Business Week's top 40 world's best companies. I love this. The number one company, Nintendo. Yeah.
Sweet.
That's pretty sweet. I guess the Wii has boosted it up there. Number three is Apple. I'm pissed off at Apple right now. I had my first Apple crash yesterday while I was writing my column. I tell you something, I was really, really
angry. Yeah, you've really been gung-ho about your computer.
I know. It was the first crash. First crash in a year. Hopefully it's the only crash.
Bedlam at the Sirota House on his computer yesterday.
It was. It was not cool. A couple more stories here. Stressful childhood experiences such as verbal and physical abuse can take years off an individual's life, says a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And our final news of the weird story. Brain-computer interface allows person-to-person communication through power of thought. New research from the University of Southampton has demonstrated that it is possible for communication from person to person through the power of thought with the help of electrodes, a computer, and internet connection. Brain-computer interfacing, as it's called, can be used for capturing brain signals and translating them into commands that allow humans to control just by thinking. Devices such as computers, robots, rehabilitation technology, and virtual reality environments. That's pretty cool. That's like Star Trek-y cool. That's your news of the weird. So, did we get a winner on the...
We did get a winner. Our first caller was the winner. And do you want to go ahead and announce?
No, fire away.
Yeah, Matt was our winner. He lives in Aurora, and he guessed correctly Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's right.
And Danny Elfman from... Let's see if you get this one. What band was Danny Elfman in, Dave?
Oh, it's Oingo Boingo?
Good job. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. All right. You get a no prize, too, but you get your copy of your book signed.
I got a
copy. So it was Danny Elfman and Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, that is so awesome. And Danny Elfman's music, very, very iconic.
Somebody guessed Beetlejuice, too. I was asking people.
Well, Beetlejuice is Danny Elfman.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that there was a different one in that Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, different song.
But that is definitely a cool bed, too.
Totally. I should ask you.
Yeah.
My wife and I were talking about Pee-wee's Big Adventure, because I told her we got this new music. Did you find Pee-wee's Big Adventure kind of scary? Like, kind of clown scary? Like, scary like
a clown? The clown scene's kind of scary, yeah.
No, just generally. I feel like there's a whole genre of horror. Like, a clown is funny and
creepy.
Scary. It's, like, dark.
Yeah, it is. Well,
it's, like, too
there's
happy.
There's something kind of dark and creepy about Pee-wee Herman. Even when you watch Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, it's like creepy.
Something kind of creepy about it.
And it's Tim Burton who's like sort of into like that fantastical, circus-ish, scary, creepy.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Great
movie. You
should
see this new piece of furniture I have in my house. It looks like Tim Burton. It looks like something out of the Beetlejuice movie. It's like this really oddly designed hutch.
Nice.
Like weirdly shaped, and it's like pinkish red.
Nice.
And it looks like something out of Beetlejuice,
Beetlejuice is one of the best movies
Isn't
ever
that great?
Made. One of the best movies ever made. All right, after the break, we'll get back to the AM760 Progressive Dojo, our two open questions. Do you support the bill, the initiative here in Denver to automatically force police to impound your car if you don't have your license on you? Or do you think that's a ploy by racists in the community to try to persecute undocumented workers? And this new Supreme Court case about a war memorial on federal land that has a big cross on it and that isn't allowing other religious symbols, the Supreme Court deciding whether that's a violation of church and state because it's on federal property. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to it after a traffic update.
Thank you, Dave. They did clear that crash northbound I-25 around University, but still a little sluggish there as you make your curve around there at Colorado Boulevard. Southbounders also struggling, I-70 past 23rd. Also jams westbound 36 in Westminster, Sheridan to Wadsworth, eastbound I-70, Quebec to 270. The elevated portion was a kind of nasty spot this morning. Had a crash there. Also southbound or westbound I-70 from Peoria to York. One current crash out there. It's a new 6th and Colorado. Forecast, better enjoy it. Sunny and warm, high near 70. Tomorrow, light snow showers and cold, a high of 40. Currently 52 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
Independence, financial stability, integrity. That's Citywide Banks, a Colorado bank helping metro area business thrive for more than 45 years. Take advantage of Citywide's local lending expertise. Bank local, bank Citywide. Call or log on today, citywidebanks.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, GOP lawmakers.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaripS.com.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
You know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Your heart race. The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues with the Pepsi 500 at California, Sunday at 2:30 Eastern on ABC.
The National Tent Event is on at Larry H. Miller Nissan. And now's your chance to save with markdown prices and 0% OAC financing for 60 months on select 09 models. Exclusively at Larry H. Miller Nissan of Inglewood, Denver's premier Nissan dealer.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, do you support the ballot initiative here in Denver to force the police to impound your car if you don't have a license on you? Or do you think that's a ploy by the racists in the community to try to persecute undocumented workers? Maybe you have a different take on it. 303-713-7600. Also, the Supreme Court case. Do you think a World War I memorial that features a big cross on federal land, do you think having that there is a violation of church and state? Is it the state effectively endorsing one religion over the other? 303-713-7600 is the number. Rob in Denver. Rob, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, I just wanted to see if I can get you into a bit of a chant here. I know you're a Phillies fan. Phillies.
Phillies.
I'm a my God, he didn't kiss us. I can't believe it, because I know you don't want to alienate yourself.
No, it's not. Honestly, it's not about alienating the audience. Here's what it's about.
So yourself from the audience.
I'm right. I don't want to try to. I guess there's a little bit of that, but the real motivation, the real reason why I'm torn is because I like playoff baseball, right? It's fun to be in a city where playoff baseball is happening. And now I live in Denver. So if the Phillies beat the Rockies, it's great for my sort of Phillies heritage as a Phillies fan who's seen them lose so many year after year after year. Of course, they won the World Series, but my point is that will be over, right? And that's not cool.
Yeah, we're in Sports 7 right now.
We're in Rocktober. It's like, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. We'll all be tuned in. My AM radio will still
be
on.
Who are you rooting for?
Absolutely Philadelphia. You know, I'm from the worst part of Philadelphia. You know where that is?
Fishtown?
No, Camden.
You're from Camden. Oh, man. So you're from Jersey?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm proud where I'm from.
Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I'm hoping the Phillies. I mean, unfortunately for the Rockies, their main pitcher is out.
Do you know what the weird thing is? I have to say this. Maybe you can appreciate this. It's like I want the Phillies to do well, and I'm like a Phillies fan, but I don't want them to get too good because, like, there's sort of an enjoyment in rooting for the underdog. I know that's like a sick Stockholm syndrome kind of thing, but, like, it's like I don't want them to become like a dynasty because you know, there was like a fun after 30 years. You're like, oh, it's the Phillies. They're going to lose again. You know, like I just don't want them to get too good. I want them to be like competitive and you know, scrappy, but I don't want them to become like the Yankees.
Yeah, we don't be like hot shots. I understand. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, buddy. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
See ya. Ron and Littleton. Ron, you're on AM760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, first of all, my wife's from the Philadelphia area. She's in Southern New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
And she's made a big bet with my sister-in-law.
About
if the Rockies win, we get two cartons of Tasty Cakes.
Nice, man. I'm coming over. Tasty Cakes, those are awesome, man.
Butter candy cakes are the best ones.
Either one.
Butterscotch crimpets.
All right, let's. Yeah, butterscotch crimpets is your number one.
Oh yeah.
Not the peanut butter candy cakes.
They're pretty good, but Ron, where do you come down on Tasty Cakes?
I like the chocolate ones and the candy cakes, the caramel candy cakes.
All right, so you're more with Turk than you are with me.
All right. But the thing is, I wanted to bring up, you were mentioning Nintendo, and this is getting a little serious.
Yeah.
Have you seen Nintendo has gotten some big, huge contracts, develop software and hardware for the Defense Department?
No, but I wouldn't doubt it. And speaking of Philadelphia, you know, there's a big training center in Philadelphia that a lot of people don't know about that the military uses to use video games to train soldiers.
You're taking my thunder away. You're training qualified combat pilots who have flown combat, F-16s, the jet pilots. And they're retraining them on software so they can sit in a virtual reality type cubicle, and 8,000-10,000 miles away they can pilot these drones with a joystick and do their bombing missions when they're, you know, safe
know.
In an air-conditioned office.
And I wrote a column about this. I saw a preview in a movie theater about this, and it's freaky, man. You're right. I mean,
it's happening. Look at that. They even working with the Border Patrol. Because from El Paso, Texas to San Diego, there's hundreds and hundreds of these drones flying, and they can detect the gnat in the sand.
No, that's exactly right. And as I raised the question in a column that I wrote about a month ago, you know, there's good things and bad things about these drones. And we're hearing a lot about these drones in the Afghanistan fight. The good news is that, yeah, we can limit our own casualties because we got drones doing our military work for us. The bad news is that it sort of dehumanizes war. It's easy to bomb a town. It makes it easier to pull the trigger on really violent attacks from the comfort of effectively a glorified video game console. You're absolutely right, Ron. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM760.
Hey, I just called to say I don't support that initiative to tow your car. My brother's in law enforcement, actually in Denver. He just didn't want to call, but he said it couldn't be done. First of all, because there's not enough tow trucks to do it, because you'd have to wait forever. They'd be tied up and all that. That's why they don't do it as much as they should now. Second of all, they can't pay for the towing or the storing of the cars now. It's the truth. Texas tried it.
they ended up owing $250,000 to the tow companies, which they just quit coming and picking up the cars because the city couldn't pay in San Antonio. It just doesn't work. I mean, quit. You can't keep passing laws that are just, I mean, we can't enforce everything. I mean, I want them off the road too, but let's get realistic. We don't have the resources.
Yeah, and I think the other part of this is, like, you know, a lot of the crowd that is pushing this is pushing effectively, as you allude to, for big government, bigger government, right?
I mean, yeah.
You know, and this is the same crowd, or a lot of the same crowd, that opposes tax increases, that says it opposes big government. So there's a fundamental hypocrisy there. And you're right. You can't continue to pass laws that mandate an ever-growing government. And I think we need to grow the government in certain areas. Like we need to grow Medicare, for instance. We need to expand it to cover more people. But you can't do any of that if you're not willing to have a discussion, as you allude to, about revenues. And right now, with a $120 million budget gap in this city, to put a mandate on the police and on the city to do something that isn't proven to work for really anything, and to put a really unfunded mandate on the city seems like absolute insanity. And that doesn't even talk about who this initiative is really aimed at. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
9:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update.
Traffic,
John Turk.
You got it. Traffic is starting to improve for us, popping back in the 40s and 50s as you're traveling on southbound 225. Northbounder is still tapping the brakes there. Parker Road past Iliff, that's a little bit unusual. Also jams going into downtown on southbound and northbound 25. Northbounders going to run into some delays there. Colorado to University, that's due to a late accident that has been cleaned up. Southbounders struggling, I-70 past Spear. Our current accident now in the cleanup phase, 6th and Colorado. Forecast, a great day on tap, sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. Shouldn't last long, though. You better enjoy it today. Tomorrow, looking like a high of 40 and snow in the morning and afternoon. Shouldn't be much accumulation, though. Right now, we're at 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
AM 760.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet, a personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
.952 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got to jet home right after the show, write my column. I'm going to be writing about zombies this week. The rise of zombies. What do you think is that? What do you think that's all about? Turk, do you think there has been, I was debating this yesterday with a friend, do you think that there has been a marked increase in the prevalence of zombies in our entertainment culture in the last, I don't know, 5 years?
I'm not so much sure about the zombie thing. I'm seeing them start pop up now, but the vampire craze is just unbelievable right now. You have that new show on TV, The Vampire Diaries.
Right.
You have that book series that's been made into a movie series. What's it called?
Twilight, right.
And then you have the show on HBO, which I love, with Sookie Stackhouse. I can't even think of the name of the show.
True Blood.
True Blood.
Right.
Great show.
Yeah, I guess vampires and zombies. It's the undead.
Yeah.
The people, like, I feel like, you know, we got Zombieland is now the number one movie. Ghosts. Yeah, I feel like there is this, I mean, it's always been there, but I feel like this zombie and vampire craze, this craze with the undead, with the immortal, is really a craze. And here's the thing, it's really weird. I think the zombie and vampire thing takes immortality and makes it seem bad, right? It's like a zombie's immortal, but right. It's like you don't want to be a zombie.
Yeah, like, you know, vampires can live forever, but you don't want to be a vampire.
You know what I mean? Like this whole idea that immortality is supposed to be a good thing. And I'm going to be writing about all this in my columns. I got to jet home, so let's take one more call here. Let's go to Ruth in Littleton. Ruth, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I'm against them in towing people's cars just because you don't have a license, a valid license on in possession at the time you were stopped. But I have an idea. Since I agree with you, I think a lot of the people are very probably racist. If the person that's driving the car produces a pay stub, have them fine all of the employers $10,000 apiece for every undocumented person they have employed.
Oh, you're saying go after the employer.
Go after the deep pocket if they really want money and they really don't hate the people that are coming into the country.
Yeah,
after the employers.
I mean, I think that's a you're going to the heart of the immigration situation, and here's what I've been, I guess, circling around the whole morning on this immigration issue. I'm for fixing the immigration system in the sense that I think we need to make as many of the undocumented workers who are here legal citizens, and that we need to create a much bigger path to citizenship to bring people into the documented economy. And I say that because I do think that workers, you know, unionized workers, workers in general, I do think there's an economic argument that is valid that says that an economy where you have a big undocumented class of workers creates a wage competition between middle class and working class people, which is not good for anybody. The only people that it benefits are the corporate fat cats who can use that competition, again, to drive down wages and raise their bottom line. So I think the answer is not build a wall, throw everybody out. I think the answer is the more people you bring into the documented workforce, the less labor exploitation there can be. The main reason why an employer hires an undocumented worker is so as to avoid minimum wage laws and workplace laws and avoid unions that undocumented workers cannot join because of their citizenship status. So the way to fix this is to bring as many people into the legitimate workforce as possible, not to persecute people. And the fact is, I think a lot of people know this. And I think that's pretty obvious how that would work. But the fact that a lot of people who are against immigrants won't accept that, won't acknowledge that, or try to brush it under the table suggests that they don't really care about the economic argument. That what we're talking about here is culture. That there are a lot of people out there, certainly not a majority, but there are certainly a lot of people out there who it's not about economics. It's about not liking Latinos. It's about not liking darker-skinned people. It's about race and ethnicity. And I think that's what this empowerment initiative is about. Don't you think, Ruth?
Oh, I totally agree with you. And actually, if they did actually go after employers, you'd probably see a lot of people not coming into the country without the right documentation because the employers wouldn't dare hire them if they knew they were going to face a $10,000 fine.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, we have to ask ourselves this question also, and it's an even bigger question, which is our trade laws. When NAFTA destroys the economy of Mexico by allowing subsidized huge agribusinesses to come in there and wipe people out off their farmland in Mexico, can we really pretend to be surprised that a lot of people are then trying to come to the United States for jobs? So we got to look at ourselves to fix this immigration problem as much as, and I don't call it the immigration problem, but the immigration issue. We got to look at ourselves as much as we look at others. All right. We'll have Tom Frank on tomorrow. See you then.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect?
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
An employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com.